happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Yeah, right. A vacay every day in the month of May on Independence Air, the official airline of the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Throw you a curveball today.
Hey.
Here's my man.
Just for Renee?
Yeah, my man, KC. Not that KC, the one that fell down from KC and the Shoeshine Band.
You ever sung this song?
Kenny Chesney? Oh, many times. When I'm way drunk.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
You bet. It's the Weekender's anthem, Mr. Kenny Chesney.
I really did sing this song once.
So I guess it's now proven once and for all that,
homo.
You know, there have been that going around about him.
Unless it's a double reverse smokescreen.
No, not with Renee Zellweger. I was having that discussion with Beth Ann. Not with a quality piece of womanhood like Renee Zellweger.
I believe he's projecting her, you know, Jerry Maguire persona. That's what he married.
Did he write some stupid song that, like, you had me at hello or something?
Oh, did he?
I don't know. This is the one that I like when I'm drunk, too.
No shirt, no shoes, and no problem.
I don't listen to Hillbilly music.
No, nor do I.
Hey, I forgot them.
Oh, hi there.
Hi there. The sun and the sand and the drink in my hand with no bottom. No shoes, no shirt, and no problems. No problem.
Stay tuned for the Farm Report.
No problem.
I love that song. I truly do love that song.
You don't like Kenny Chesney?
I don't know it. This I'm sure he's fine.
It's a mega smash.
This is a big, big country hit.
I see.
Oh, come on. This is a great song.
I own this album.
Do you?
I like Glenn Campbell.
No.
Dress code.
No dress code. Always change it so it's no cell phone. I do. I changed the word.
No problem.
Oh my God, we better start the show. Here he is, the big fan of country music.
Your
family.
Zellweger. You changed the lyrics to this? Isn't that like messing with the Mona Lisa?
No, because when I really sing this song, no shirt. And no problem.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs.
There's a line.
Hey, let's get past.
Take tops and flip-flops if you've got them.
No shoes.
No shirt.
And no problem. No problem.
What a great way to start the show. Around here would be no shirt, no shoes, no appetite. good afternoon, Mr.
Oh, hold on. I'll pick another record here.
I'll be fine.
Hold on, give me a
second. Fort Myers, Florida, sang that at a karaoke bar. Sure. I thought he was a youngster, but it turns out he's in his mid-30s.
Is he now?
Yeah.
Ken Chesney.
Yep. Kenneth Chesney.
And he married her, and she is doing a balloon.
And she balloons anyway.
Good luck to them both.
Oh, speaking of Renee Zellweger, that's the new nickname I have for Beth Ann McBride now, is, what's her name, the fat girl, Bridget Jones.
Bridget Jones?
Bridget Jones.
Well, what a compliment. Well, no, I'm sure you mean that in a nice possible way.
That didn't come out the way that I meant. She came in today, and she stood in front of me, and, oh, is this her? Hello?
Can I give you my new nickname for you?
Oh! Sure. Oh, hold on, let me guess. Is it Mr.
Wonderful.
Mr. Wonderful, Mr. Perfect, Mr. Happy. Always.
They were all a close second, Don, but it's okay if I call you Jackie Gleason.
Jackie Gleason?
Yeah.
Now, why would you call me Jackie Gleason?
Because, you know, that's what you reminded me of.
Why does he remind you of Jackie Gleason? Honey, I ain't that fat.
He's very, very funny.
It wasn't about you being fat.
What's it about? Is it about the mercurial personality?
Perhaps.
Is it his love of Dixieland music?
That Kenny Chesney,
ugh. Fairfax County audience is the greatest audience in the world.
I mean, Jackie Gleason was lovable, but could be a little.
And away we go.
Yeah, well, anyway, you're Bridget Jones, because you were standing in front of me. She walks in, first thing she says, and it's just like Bridget, ever seen that movie? My wife's maybe watched that movie. She maybe watched the sequel to that movie,
for God's
sakes.
You got to hit your own tape when you say that you watched that movie, Bridget Jones.
Homo. Yeah. And I watched the second one, too. Homo. With my wife, though.
Wow.
But the whole thing is, her whole thing is she walks in and she goes, everybody hates me. My life is awful. I'm fat. Look at me. I'm Bridget Jones. So today, I'm just there. First thing Beth Ann goes, hi, how are you? She goes, oh, everybody hates me.
So that's her new nickname?
Yeah, Bridget Jones.
From B.A. to B.J.
Exactly.
Not a chance.
Beth Ann, the Jackie Gleason nickname, it didn't have anything to do with Don's feet, did it?
No, she doesn't even know what that is in reference to.
Beth Ann, have you ever seen Rob Spiewak do his Jackie Gleason impression?
Like when he's...
Away We Go?
Yeah, Away We Go.
You've seen that?
No, I haven't.
Oh, someday you must.
You must see Rob do it. Get him to do it when he's loaded.
Is it dead on?
Yeah, it is. So you only said Jackie Gleason, well, because he's...
Well, perhaps there was a little bit of the weight issue. Because Bridget Jones, you know, we need someone to play a fat woman.
She's giving it back a little.
Am I the only one who thinks Beth Ann has lost weight?
Well, thank you, Buzz. 16 pounds.
There he is.
Once again,
There he is once again.
Burbank.
Right. Endearing himself to those who hate us.
He is a giving lover.
Yeah, I am.
Buzz is a giving lover.
Beth Ann has always reminded me of Audrey Meadows.
Beth Ann, I'll take your barbs. That's okay. I didn't mean, and I told you that when you came in. I said, hey, Bridget Jones. I just forgot the name of the movie.
Hey, B.A.?
Yeah.
B.A.
Do you have a nickname for me?
No, I don't.
Ah, you might have to work on that.
Yeah. I'll hang up and think about it.
Oh, Christ's sake, B.A., we're not the team.
I'd like it by the end of the show, please.
All right, got it.
Thank you.
Jackie Gleason, this is Jackie Gleason signing off to Bridget Jones.
Wow.
Code name.
Rob, I just don't understand what's going on the show today.
I have a Bridget Jones-like nickname for Carrie sometimes, which is biblical. It's Job. Because you know how miserable God made Job? Yes. That's how God sometimes treats Carrie. I hear Carrie talk about it.
Let's start the show. Hold on. Let me see if I got another
Hold on, everybody.
Here. Hold on.
Slow down. We have plenty of time here.
Okay. We like this one.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Strippers.
It ain't Kenny Chesney, but...
Hello!
It'll do it.
Hello!
Okay, let's try this again.
How's
your family?
Yes, exactly. See, Job's, his cattle died.
Yes.
His crops burned.
Whatever.
Job. Quoting the Bible. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Chloe O'Brien.
Yes.
And all the ships at sea. Giving lovers. So giving. Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Robbie. See, he just did his little Gleason thing right there.
You did that one for me. I love that one.
Hi there, everybody.
Hello.
Oh, it's fun, isn't it?
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is. Well, hi, Tony Soprano. Okay. Hi, Don. Hi there.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi there, everybody. Don and Mike show.
Hello.
And... a new episode, Mike, on this Tuesday.
Tuesday 0510 05.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
There you go, Buzz. And now the show started.
Yeah.
Now we're rocking. And you can call us from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636. From Canada, from Mexico, call 800-636-1067. And if you're listening on WJFK FM, congratulations. You can just rip the knob off. All right, you're already on the best spot on the dial.
Yeah.
Call us at 202-432-1067. You get that? I'm being facetious when I talk about how great WJFK is. And if you're lucky enough to be listening to the station in D.C., really, just take your shoe to the radio. Just do whatever you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Get a blunt object.
Right.
And make sure that you just get rid of all the presets.
Give your radio head trauma.
Because this is where it happens.
Rip the knob off.
All right, hold Omaha. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I got a nickname for Mike.
You got what?
Got a nickname for Mike.
Okay. Yeah, is it going to be nice?
Yeah.
Really?
Arthur.
What is it?
Arthur?
Arthur.
Arthur, like the drunk in the movie?
Yeah.
Thank you.
See,
thank you very, very much.
See, that's more of a compliment than Jackie Gleason.
That is, I'm delighted with that.
Hey, I mean it with love.
I know you do, and I take it that way. God bless you.
Hey, you know about that? I didn't mean nothing by that. She played a fat girl in the movie, Bridget Jones.
Yeah, but that Gleason thing, she's capable of her cruelty as well.
I didn't bring out K.A., because I don't think she's K.A.
K.A.?
Kirstie Alley.
No, not even close.
She's not even L.R. Leah Remini.
Don?
What, Beth Ann?
And she's certainly not C.M.
Catherine Manhart.
Cameron. No, not that either. Do you have mine yet?
Or G.E.?
I want you to think about it. Hey,
Gladys Elvis, but no, the GP, Gladys Presley. Hi, welcome again to the show, Beth Ann.
Kirstie Alley.
No, he said not.
He said not Kirstie. If we were going to play that game,
and it was yours.
Let's not play this game.
Neither one of you was basing yours on weight. You were both basing them on personality. I mean, he was calling you Bridget Jones because of the fact that you come in, hey, I'm no good, I'm this,
right?
And you were basing the Jackie Gleason on the fact of his personality, not his weight.
How did you know I wasn't, like, practicing to play the part of Bridget Jones as I walked into your office?
Let's say that.
Sure.
Like on stage?
Sure, that's right. Because this is a freaking fairy tale. Right. Because you're going to go be in a Joan Lotta stage production of Bridget Jones' Diary.
Ah, Lotta.
Yes.
Yes.
You are, you're a riddle. That's what you are, girl.
Right.
You're a big riddle. Big riddle.
Is that a teardrop?
The Riddler.
Yeah, we got to find out if the crying guy is here today as well.
Absolutely.
Matt the engineer. He just can't help but
laugh at that.
I know.
It's terribly cruel, but so funny.
Let's find out if he's here.
We should right off the bat. I saw Tony. I didn't see Matt.
Bacardi Limon.
Tony Diggs.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, who's this at the front desk?
Colette?
This is Don and Mike. Hello, who's this?
Colette.
Oh, baby. You sounded different. My God, you sounded 20 years younger.
I thought you were one of those creepy people. Hey, Colette, is Matt the engineer here?
No, he's not in today.
Not in today. So he's sick again today.
Yes.
You know what his ailment is?
No, I don't.
Okay, thank you, Colette. Sorry we didn't recognize you.
Okay.
Oh, hey, listen, Colette, as long as you're on the line.
Yeah.
Maybe you can explain something to me. We've got this new, allegedly very expensive security system at the station. And everybody now, every time you want to leave to go take a leak, or in the case of the guys that go out and smoke, you've got to use one of your swipe keys to get in and out. And that's okay. But how do you all feel about the fact that Colette, when she's sitting up there, or whoever the creepy person is, you're not creepy, Colette, the creepy people that take your place, see, that's how I got in trouble with the Bridget Jones
thing. That's
right. Exactly. Colette is not creepy, but like when they have that intern who's got those hollow eyes.
Andy?
Yes, Andy, the guy that
Andrew.
Just...
Andrew.
Well, no, or... I call him Andy, but yeah, I guess it's Andrew. Right.
There's a lovely lady that substitutes for Colette that sits up there.
Yes, Shayla.
Yeah.
Shayla, right? Yeah, babe. Yeah, no problem there.
Shayla's very easy on the eye. Yes.
But no matter who it is that's sitting there, you realize that they can no longer buzz you in, that you're going to have to use, even during business hours, you have to use your swipe card to get in and out.
She no longer has the capability, or she's been told not
no,
to?
No, I think, and that's what I'm trying to check.
I can still buzz in.
Oh, it's good.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on, Rod. Didn't you tell me she couldn't?
That's what I heard. I heard that
Well, Tony said that to me, but he was joking when he said it. He was kind of lighthearted, because I've already lost mine.
You lost your key?
Yes.
Well, you know that's a...
If that's true...
Yeah.
You know it's going to cost you $10 to get it back.
I'm not going
to
pay it.
And did you know this?
That I'll come in a window.
The cards... the cards... Let's isolate that.
Hey!
The cards... The swipe cards...
Peeping Tom's Anthem.
The cards cost $4.
$4.50.
And if you lose it, you have to pay $10. And then the additional $5.50 goes into a slush fund. For some big morale-boosting party.
Yes.
I'm not worried about that, losing my card, because I know how to wrap my fist in a towel.
That's all you need, really.
Yep. So you can buzz people in during business hours?
Yes.
All right. Well, then that's different than you told me, boy.
Well, it's not what I was informed of. How long before someone puts some piece of mail correspondence in the door jamb so it doesn't click shut?
or one of these cards.
Will the outer security door be locked at all times, too?
I'm sorry?
Don't be. The timer is set so that should remain open during business hours, but that timer wasn't working as of today.
Of course. Gotcha. The guy was up there with all the wires.
Yeah. All right, cool. Well, listen, it sounds terribly busy there, yes, as you can hear all of the lines ringing.
Yes. Work.
It's a very important radio station.
Colette, before we get off the line, did I have any mail today?
No mail today. Thank you. Mail hasn't come yet.
Okay, be sure and let me know.
I will.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Have my bosom rags arrived? Colette?
Bosom rags.
She's gone.
Yeah. I get one piece of mail a week here at the radio station.
And today's the day?
Notable quotables.
Right. Yes. Let's see. Tony
and
Diggs.
And I throw it away.
His number is, Tony Diggs is...
Diggs Tony.
No, hold on. They don't do it like that. Remember, this list is not done with last name. It's by first name.
Mm-hmm. And it's basically who gets bumped.
Is it buzzing?
Yeah, 828.
2828?
No, 828.
No, it's got to be 4 digits.
It has to be 4 digits, Buzz.
Right, 2828.
My list is expired.
I think 2828 is Beth Ann, though.
No, I think she's 2858.
Oh, no, she's 2888.
Oh. Once again,
58.
The radio station has changed its phone numbers and not informed me.
Well, it sounds like Tony's out on assignment somewhere.
Do you do a lot of in-house calling, Buzz?
I do a fair amount. Yes, I try to. Not successfully.
Apparently. Well, he's not there. God damn it.
How long have we been here? Here at this place?
Almost 15 years.
I don't think in the 15 years, I've done the operator a lot of times, but I don't think I've ever called anybody direct with a phone number.
You should.
In-house.
It's fun.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah, Bill Tony's not even, he's not even getting his voicemail. So we could check on the other engineer, Matt the Crybaby.
Who seems to be out of work for a second day.
He's sick for a second day.
Well, I don't know.
Or third, if he was not here for
I don't think he's dead, Rob. I really don't think he's dead.
No. Well, here's the thing. I don't think Beth Ann spoke. Oh, you got a hold of him?
I'm trying.
I don't think that Beth Ann spoke to Matt the Crybaby yesterday, and that's only a joke too, Matt, if you're crying at home about that. I think it was the girlfriend that said Matt was sick.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So you haven't really spoken
to him. He could be in a shallow grave.
You got Tony?
That is Tony.
Here he is now. Chief Engineer Anthony Diggs. Hey, Tony.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi. Now, when you told Rob that we were not going to be able to be buzzed in, that you would have to pull out, go through the laborious
same story. Thing he said to me. Also, and I believe he was being lighthearted.
Actually, I was not.
Oh.
At that instant, that was the case, but I've since smacked the security guy and told him how stupid it was, and we're installing a switch as we speak.
Very good. So the switch will basically allow people at the reception desk to buzz people in.
Correct.
Okay.
Cool.
To another question that I heard you ask earlier on the air, the outside glass door is on a timer now within the security system. It will unlock itself at what time is it? 8:30 in the morning, and will lock itself at 5:30, so you'll have to have the card after that.
So anyone who wants to break into this place, your prime hours now are from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30.
Well, it's going to be about having to break through. After that, you kind of have to fight somebody.
Tony, I have a question about... I'm sorry.
Tighter than Mother Teresa. That's how tight this place is going to be after 5:30.
I have a question about the security cameras, Tony. Is it true that those cameras are going directly to corporate and will be reviewed periodically just by managers at upper levels that want to just see who's in and out of the building?
There are 13 cameras.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
They are being recorded by a hard drive recorder. It records for 3 weeks and 2 days before it records over it. So within a period of 3 weeks and 2 days, if they need to look at anyone going or coming for whatever reason,
right,
it is possible to review the tape. If they'd like to look at it live, it actually has its own IP address, and they can look at it on the web.
That's really great, Big Brother. And they're also going to track us by the times that we swipe in and out, right? Like even if you go to take a leak or something, there's going to be a note of that.
Oh, good. They'll know our bathroom habits.
That is indeed true. Every time you use the card, it does record itself on the computer.
Good.
And should they want to see you going to the bathroom, they simply take that time code and punch it into the hard drive.
What if they see me going to the bathroom down in the garage? Because there's a camera down there now.
So in that case, we zoom in and use an enlargement that we then put on the bulletin board.
Is there a camera in
the air? You don't need a zoom lens for that.
Is there a camera in the air studio?
No, unless you'd like to be like your sister station in Lanham, which does have one in the air studio.
Ooh, but that would be the worst.
Have you
seen the creepy thing that they have out in the lobby? That thing like in Las Vegas where it's just a little eye in the sky? Yeah. And you know that there's some creep at our corporate office who's sitting looking at these 13 different cameras.
I tested it. When they were testing it, I came by and gave a greeting to the person on Lanham.
They do occasionally look, guys, because today there was a guy here from Lanham, and he looked at Steve, your favorite salesperson for Redskins, and said, you know, yesterday you had on a nice tie.
Oh, that's creepy.
Wow, that's extremely
that's
creepy.
That's so creepy.
Have they gotten Steve having a beer in the morning yet?
To my knowledge, no.
Okay. All right, thank you, Tony.
Okay.
Oh, and Tony,
yes.
Last thing, Mike mentioned he had lost his card.
I was kidding about that.
I knew you were, Brett. But for anybody that does lose their card, is that true, that part, as well, that it's like you pay half of what it costs and then the other half is going to go into some slush fund?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Wonderful.
Okay.
All right, good.
Thanks, Tony.
Okay.
It gets bye-bye. More and more fun.
Bye-bye.
Another news suit for Michael Hughes. More sex in the stairwell.
Wow.
The emperor's too close.
Here's what we have to do. We got to find them all. We got to find at least where the cameras are around here. 13 of them. Could you think of 13 places to put cameras around here?
One in the lobby.
I know. One down in the garage.
Two in the garage. Uh-huh. One in the stairwell. That's only four.
Right. One out front.
Oh, do you think they would do that? Okay, that's only five. Oh, God.
I mean, it's scary. 13 cameras.
Do you think they have bathroom cameras?
There's one under.
You know, we could get a lot of our answers solved if they're listening at corporate. Mm-hmm. We could get a lot of our answers about who leaves the gigantic mess
in
the afternoon.
Really that's the one place you need one.
They have Tony told me they have two U.S. cameras that are mounted in different places.
Two U.S. cameras?
Upskirt.
Yeah, I know one's at Madonna's desk.
Permanently on. Right. On slow-mo.
Okay, well, this is great working here.
Yeah.
It's really good.
More and more fun. 13 cameras to record our every move.
You know, we're working in a studio really circa like 19... WKRP. Let me just say that. Circa 1978.
That's right.
We're working with crap conditions, but we do have state-of-the-art surveillance.
I just recalled that in the engineer shop, that's where the monitors are fed. So you can go and figure out where the cameras are by looking back there.
Oh, they have monitors in the engineers?
Well, they've got one monitor, and the screen is cut up into like 12 pieces. So you can see.
And it's up and running now?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I want to go look.
But sadly, if you're back there, you can't see yourself.
What about it? What about in the you know where I bet also?
The stairwell.
I bet in the stairwell?
The stairwell.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know you said that. What about out by the fire exit?
Yeah, probably
the
fire.
One there because they hate when people actually use that door.
Right.
Yeah. Now, what is the room in the radio station where people have sex now?
The green room.
Really? I've always thought it was the big office upstairs, the big conference room upstairs.
You think there's one up there?
I don't know.
What is the room where people have sex now?
Who should we ask?
I'll ask Colette.
She'll know. Remember when Robert was here? I'm kidding. Colette, it's only a joke.
We're having to say that an awful lot today.
WJFK.
Hi, Colette. It's Don and Mike again.
I'm Don and Mike.
How you been? How's since the last time we talked to you?
Hey, what's the room in the station where people have sex now?
Electric room.
The electric room.
Okay, yeah. Thanks, Colette.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It is electric. Boogie, woogie, woogie, woogie.
I've got the name. Oh, I forgot to ask her, Rob.
What?
My mail was here yet.
Electric room. Where's the electric room at?
Yeah, it's right by the...
By the bathroom.
Hello.
Colette.
Yes?
Is my mail here yet?
Not yet.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Ben.
The electric room. Where's
the electric room?
Yeah, where's the electric room?
Where the is phone it? Room, the electric room. It's by the ladies' room.
The one upstairs?
No, down here.
Down here?
That's the janitor's closet. Are you talking about the phone?
No, it's opposite the janitor's closet.
The phone room.
You've heard of no sex in the champagne room?
Yes.
There's no sex in the electric room.
Not what I hear.
Or no champagne.
At least you'd have the answer,
there you
though.
Go.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, best thing to do, stand outside, smile at the camera, and keep swiping in and out, in and out, in and out. They'll go nuts.
That's what we want to do is drive our employers. Well, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was gonna
say that's what we want to do, but yes.
I thought you guys had some.
Hold on. I'm giving you some trying time here.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm flipped on you. You're okay. That's a good idea.
So gone are the days of like part-timers or weekenders saying, yeah, I was here late. I was here late on the weekend. Yeah.
Right.
Clocking in for more hours.
Or saying as I wasn't here, as the case from time to time.
Right. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
When things go missing.
Hello. Hello.
Yes, this is Matt's pillowcase.
Turn down your radio. Got a real good concept, but turn down your radio, please. Matt's pillowcase.
Yes, this is Matt's pillowcase.
Yes.
And I am more moist than Rosio's folds.
Ooh, okay, thank you.
You.
Bye bye. It's very telling.
A vivid picture. Really.
It's telling when the linens call. I forgot to ask what his thread count was.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Or how his sisters
are. Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Don and Mike, Matt here. Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, listen, I understand that management is changing the name of the radio station to WCTU. Hey, listen, seriously, take Tony there and put a nasally New York accent on. You got that geek Edgar.
Edgar. Oh, listen, hold on. Thank you for the call.
All right.
I guess we'll start with 24, which was just outstanding again last night.
Great. Not it out halfway through it, though.
You missed a good one to fall asleep through, because, you know, there's only three left now. And
well, you really shouldn't fall asleep at any episode of 24. It's just so frantic.
Right. Everything is happening now. The Chinese guy told him where Merlot, or whatever his name is. And,
Marwan.
And they've fired the rocket. The warhead. It's off.
Now, to me, I don't see how they fix that.
And
shoot it down.
There's a lot of ways, yeah. But as I was telling you in the office, Mike, Edgar Stiles, my man, our man, Edgar Stiles,
will be responsible for nuclear war with China.
They've got Jack Bauer's girlfriend, whose husband just died.
Mm-hmm.
They've got her in the room, and she's lying to the Chinese consulate, and she's saying that she was working with Jack Bauer during the time that Chinese dude was killed. So then they say, who took your shift? Who replaced you? And she says, Edgar Stiles.
Edgar Stiles.
Immediately, princess phone alert, because that's how I am.
Homo.
Right.
Call up
Rob. I go, you mark my words. Edgar's going to be the fall guy.
He's going to blow it.
Yep. Mm. And who knew? And I was talking about, like, for next week.
Right.
Who knew in the next scene, as the Chinese guy's being let out of CTU?
Right.
He turns, and of course he sees Edgar, and he goes, aren't you Edgar Stiles? Yes, I am.
He just happened to know who Edgar Stiles was. Right?
Were you working with Jack Bauer between 1 and 3 a.m.?
No, I wasn't.
Oh.
I can't help. I got to go back to work.
Didn't he say Jack wasn't here?
Yeah, something like that. Isn't that what he said? Like, Jack, I didn't see Jack or Jack.
No, I was alone. I got to go.
Yeah. It was great. So now the Chinese government knows that we're lying about that, about CTU being there.
I like the moment with Chloe when they say the head of CTU. I get confused. Is it the moon-faced girl that's the head or the gray-haired guy that's the head of CTU?
No, it's the gray-haired guy, and you got to remember that when she was in Canada, he was banging her, and that's why Tony Almeida...
Is that why he said, I can't let your personality disorder? We don't have time for your personality disorder, he said to Chloe.
Jack Bauer.
That was great. Best moment in the show.
He's great. And the guy with gray hair, I think, is the guy that runs CTU, and I think Michelle is underneath him. She was underneath him in Canada as well, I guess.
He's not a geeky guy like the new president compared to the old president, but that head of CTU sure gets disrespected a lot on that show.
Mm-hmm. And the president, the guy, not the big black president, not President Palmer, the Nixon-looking guy, I'm telling you, that's Michael Hughes, our general manager. Last night, he was so great. He's sitting in a room, the president of the United States, de facto, sitting in a room by himself, like playing solitaire on the computer, while that guy Mike and the big black Allstate president are sitting in the other room deciding what we're going to do.
Yeah.
And he gets all mad. He comes in and he goes, I can't believe you, CTU was in there.
And then President Palmer shuts him right down.
Yeah.
And immediately he's like, looks over at Mike.
And I noticed, good for Allstate, running those ads in the middle of 24 last night.
No coincidence.
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty strong 24 episode last night, so 2 hours to go.
Good.
And you know that they're going to stop the warhead, but how are they going to stop
it? Or are they? You know, they have death and destruction on 24.
Yeah, but this is tens of millions of people.
Yeah, but the thing is...
And all of them going to work. All of those people, because they're talking about getting it done before the morning commute starts.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a great show, 24. Yeah. Everybody's calling about 24.
I'm working.
Hello, Don and Mike.
You know, I can look past these guys shooting down Air Force One. I'll even look past them finding the codes. But to allow the Chinese consulate to come in to CTU and interrogate people... That was just ridiculous.
Come on. Well, what's the number one rule? Suspend disbelief.
We've got a situation here.
Please?
You're trying to avert a major crisis.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
It's my job.
And with all the people in the government, you know, it could be the same way, but you have to laugh at it.
Right,
with
right.
all the people that would be involved, really, the only people involved in this nuclear crisis are the big black president.
Right.
Mike, his aide, and Jack Bauer.
Not to mention Edgar Styles. You don't need anybody else.
You know what was great in the coming attractions is they're going to bring back William Devane's son, the pothead.
Oh, good.
Did you see that?
No, I never watched the upcoming week stuff.
He had something to do with it after all because he was back.
Oh, that's right, yeah. The son that he disowned.
Remember?
Yeah.
And Devane's teeth will be back as well.
And there was no Baruce last night.
No, Baruce.
I thought I read on some spoiler website that Baruce was supposed to be back last night.
I saw him riding the missile, so I
don't... Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yippee-yi-yo!
Hello, are you there?
What a doodle, boys. Hi, it's the Greaseman calling. What a doodle. Bye.
I think he's speaking to you, Buzz. Yes, go ahead.
Boys, these security cameras are going to put an end to our testy sessions of Bravo Lingish.
I'm afraid they are, Dries. I'm afraid they are.
Hang up on that guy. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Abel McGee. Hey, what's up, Don and Mike?
You are on the air. Hello.
Yeah, Jack Bauer, what Edgar did when the Oriental guy was walking out, he asked him... What did you do? What happened to the woman when they brought in her husband? And Edgar said, she went down to the emergency room.
Oh, that's right, because as you so succinctly put it, the Oriental guy had said to her earlier, how come you did not go to be with your husband while he was dying?
Once again, sir, I recommend a vacation this summer in Siam.
Thank you.
Visit the Orient. Go over and see Yul Brynner.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, I was wondering how much you thought the Cisco ad cost.
Oh, yeah, listen, you know, good call. I'm going to give you a chime, too. I thought the same thing last night. They were having a problem with the computers at CTU, and for maybe a minute on every screen, and I'm doing it again, so I'm an idiot, too, all you see is Cisco Systems.
Oh, really?
Right, I mean, it was like they were having a problem with someone hacking into their software.
Oh, good, I'm happy. Cisco would know about that after what happened last year.
Yeah, exactly. I'll tell you this.
A nice big salute to Cisco. I was a major stockholder in Cisco.
Yes.
I mean, major for me, and I want to just say thank you.
Thank you. I just want to say this. The Cisco kid, he was a friend of mine. He was.
Cisco.
Don and Mike, hello.
Yeah, about the electric room.
Yes, the electric room where everybody has sex at the radio station.
Uh-huh. Yeah, would you know if they got like a futon in there or an ashtray or something?
No, that's the neat thing about the electric room. There's not a lot of room. It's very cramped. And I would say anything that took place would probably have to take place standing up. Very little room, a lot of electric.
And a lot of resistors.
Could there be one person standing and...
One
person squatting or kneeling?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that could happen.
Perhaps.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, really, it's a narrow room. I think lying down might be out of the question.
Not long enough, I don't think.
I don't think it's long enough or wide enough.
And the floor is dirty.
I got to check it. Well, that won't stop anybody.
Yeah.
I got to check this room out, though.
Do.
The room to have sex?
The electric room.
We call it the sex room.
Don and Mike.
Gentlemen.
Hello. Hi there.
I just wanted to say I think Jack has the best phone reception I've ever seen on television.
Yeah, he never loses a call.
You know, that's one of the things I think that they address somewhere, and if you go to one of those sites with people nitpicking about 24, mm-hmm. where they actually will say that, like in episode 3, you don't see it, but Jack switched his cell phone, or he was out in the field and somebody said, take a new phone.
It's a fresh one. The pilot was Jack actually running around going, can you hear me now?
Yeah, but you know, I don't care if he's in a bunker 80 feet below the earth, that guy always gets a signal.
Well, he doesn't have the run-of-the-mill, but you know, buy at the mall cell phone.
No,
he's got a special CTU cell phone.
Spy cell phone.
With superpowers.
Spy phone.
It's great.
Spy phone.
Thank Thank you, guys.
Okay, goodbye. Goodbye now.
Sweetie.
Bye, sweetie. See you in the electric room. Standing.
Oh, she likes that.
You laugh.
No parking, baby.
Yeah. No parking on the dance floor. No parking in the electric room.
I'm going to go out to the electric room during the break.
Go to Electric Avenue. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Be sure and knock.
Hello.
I wonder.
What was the director said to Chloe when she had that weird look and said something to him?
That's the personality disorder.
Right.
We don't have time. Yeah. We don't have time for your personality disorder.
That was hilarious.
It was.
A lot of guys love that line.
Yeah. I did. Yeah. Yeah.
The electric room. Is it for couples only?
No. Of course not. As many people as you can get in there.
No, I'm wondering, is it for singles?
Sure. Oh. If it's available. I think it's for couples or singles. Male or female.
Hello,
electric room shocking. Don't come knocking.
Then we're going to have one of those books that people sign. Because I got to know if I'm going to go in, and I'm not going to go in with anybody that works here. Mm-hmm. But if I'm going to go in by myself.
Uh-huh. Yeah, if I'm in there, you'll know what to read. Jack Black.
Hello, Donna. Mike Show. Hello. Hello. You better see the doctor then.
It's true.
Hello.
Still hurts.
Hello there.
Hello.
You're on the air. This is the Don and Mike Show. Hi.
Hey, when you guys go down to the sex room, you guys think about bringing that little black light down there?
Yeah.
Oh, to the sex room?
No, we'd rather not know.
Oh, come on.
I got to think that is, you could probably.
Go down.
What good would it do other than to see what was moving?
You could probably scrape the floor, put it in a test tube, and you'd come up with some type of genetic creature.
Yeah, and if the floor looks like, the scene from, the beach scene from Castaway, then you've got problems.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Don, you did my bar mitzvah 18 years ago, and I just wanted to call to thank you. And your rendition of the Havana Gila was absolutely hysterical.
Who did this?
Is he saying me or you did his bar mitzvah?
Don did my bar mitzvah 18 years ago.
Don?
He's got WAVA.
You did a bar mitzvah.
It's possible.
Yeah, Mike. Did you?
Yeah, I did. I've done many bar mitzvahs.
Well, you did my bar mitzvah. Was absolutely hysterical. I was wondering, though, if you were actually sober, though, when you did that rendition of Havana Gila.
I don't even remember.
You sang it?
I guess.
I sang it at my bar mitzvah. The whole place was going crazy. My parents wanted to have the grease man, but I voted to have you, and I won. This was mine. It was great.
I voted to have you.
Good for you. I'm glad you got some joy out of that, sir. I'll have you know something, that now since I've come up in the world, I don't have to do bar mitzvahs anymore, which I used to do once in a while for some spare cash. Now I only do a bar mitzvah if I'm going to get jewelry for my wife.
Exactly. We're not above that. We're not above pouring ourselves, huh?
My son's bar mitzvah. He's 1 year old now. We'd love to have you do it.
Really?
It'll be in 12 years.
12 years from now.
12 years from now.
It'll be a great family tradition.
I tell you what, 12 years from now, I don't know how your son will like it, but come to my gravesite. that'll be a nice place for it. See you later.
Visit the website, Jews for Geronimo.
Yeah. I at one point I made that distinction where I said I was not going to do, like, record hops anymore.
Right.
And I didn't really like going out and doing a personal appearance where you'd have to, like, to go to the young girls department at the Heck Company.
Right, right.
So for a while, it was very lucrative.
Yes.
You know, you go to some kid's house.
Right.
You show up for an hour at his bar mitzvah. You make your pocket some dough.
But now we're above personal appearances now. I just don't think we do them anymore. Rob would do bar mitzvahs, but nobody asks.
I'm not above them.
I'm not either.
But the price is right.
Exactly.
Right.
Let me take this opportunity to say hi to Michelle Combs.
Oh, you just want the motorcycle. That's what this is about. You
didn't get it the first time.
No, I'm sorry. It's the candidate about
that. You didn't get it.
Sorry I didn't get it.
Come on.
Sorry I didn't get it.
I'd do them anyway. I'd do them anyway if I didn't really want something. I'd do them for cash.
I hate them. I hate him just because I'm so bad with people. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey guys.
I'm bad. I'm just not good meeting people, like, in those situations. I'm shy and people think I'm a jerk.
Yeah, but we have a good time when we do them. I mean, we laugh at people.
Well, when we can drink.
We make fun of. Yeah, that's a different story.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi there.
Hi, I have a question for Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz, are you going to be in the electric room with some absinthe?
I'll meet you there.
Thanks, Buzz. Love you.
Yeah, whatever happened to that show?
Okay, bye-bye. It's coming, Mike. Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
the electric room. Make that 14 cameras.
14 cameras. Hey, boy.
That one's wired separately.
Didn't even know the electric room. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, do you remember that movie, Punch Drunk Love?
Adam Sandler? Yeah, kind of.
Heard of it.
Chloe's on that. She plays a nut.
She usually does. In fact, when she was younger, oftentimes played retarded girls in movies.
Hey.
Yeah, but she did a better job than this, stating a fact.
Well, better job than what, Mike? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Power.
Power, absolute power. Room aren't very accommodating.
Hello!
The girls are walking around with dirty knees.
She was better than that.
No. Thank you!
I just needed a second to pull up that computer page, Mike.
I saw your finger working on it. I watch your hands. I watch your hands during the entire show.
You know me. I'm Buffett.
You know Chloe O'Brien. That's for sure. Remember
yeah.
Hey, I'm serious. I mean that, okay?
Oh, that is that.
That's right, asshat. Remember that. You know.
Yeah, well, he put up that sign in the bathroom that says only employees can use it.
Yes, because you are not clean. You are unclean, Rosie.
Yes, I'm okay because I'm the sheriff.
You're not a sheriff. You're loud.
It's me, the sheriff!
No, you're not a sheriff.
You're weird!
No, you're weird.
You're the hippopotamus!
I am not a hippopotamus, and shut up.
All this boring clothes. What, am I scaring you?
Oh, get out of here.
I think he's a jerk.
I think you're a jerk.
No.
Yes. Yes, yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, yes.
No.
Yes, infinity.
No. No.
Yes.
No.
Again.
No.
Shut
no.
Up.
No.
Shut
no.
Up.
Can you hear me?
Everybody can hear you. They can hear you okay. Six city blocks away.
Here's the one that ends
up. I want to see you! Oh!
Shut up! There she goes.
Thank you. You take responsibility for that today.
Yes, I know.
I wasn't going to go there with that page today.
He doesn't mind.
It was
I do love them.
Yes,
so do I.
How dad is that?
I know. And God, we're happy about it. He's so dead.
Yeah, he's underground. Beetle food.
Bugs eating his skull right now.
How dad is that?
Oh. His hair is continuing to grow.
Poor Rosie.
Yeah, anyway, hello. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Don and Mike show, last call before we hit our first break.
Don, I just want to know if the dimensions of the electric room aren't very accommodating. Have you noticed any of the girls with dirty knees?
Hold on, have we noticed what?
Any girls with dirty knees?
I get it.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, hi. I read you, sir.
Hey, can I give a shout-out to the station I listen on?
Sure.
KCPF, 11:50 a.m. in Burlington, Iowa.
Burlington, Iowa. I'll tell you one thing. We've been on that station almost 10 years.
And it's the greatest.
And the manager there
is doing a fine job.
Is a gentle lover.
Ah, he's a giving lover.
Well, no, I've decided that that's going to be my thing.
Oh, you're gentle lover?
Gentle? I'm
about
gentle. You're giving.
Right.
I'm gentle. Okay?
That's good. Also good.
So, Mike, what do you want?
Powerful. It has to start with a G.
You guys ever been to Iowa?
Never had the pleasure, but I've played golf with a bunch of guys from Iowa and Myrtle Beach, and they were great.
Does it have to start with a G?
Well, the others do.
It does. Well, okay.
Okay, okay, so it has to start with a G?
Yes.
Gorgeous? There you go. A gorgeous lover? No, that doesn't work. It's got to be more of a... stick with powerful. It's better.
Genteel. I'll
think of something.
Genteel.
Gavin.
Not a Gavin lover. That too. But
yes, you are a Gavin lover.
A gregarious lover. Yeah. Also great.
Giggly.
A giggly lover.
Even you are. You'd be goofy.
Thank you.
Goofy lover.
We're just looking at Rob.
Thanks for the work, guys. Keep it up.
Thank you. Thank you. You got us started. So you're gentle. Buzz is giving.
Right.
I don't like Gary. I'm going to have to come up with another one.
Go with the non G one.
It's powerful.
That's powerful. Yeah, that's you're not stuck to the G's.
How about easy?
easy lover.
Easy lover.
Rob Spiewak, easy lover.
Now everybody's got one they like except me. I reserve the right to call one later.
You should like powerful lover. That's good.
Yeah, but that's good.
That's just not true.
That's good, though. Who cares if it's true? It's good.
Midnight.
Yeah. I'm a midnight lover. Thank you, Rob. Secret. Thank you, Rob. Rob, give me the one I want. I'm a midnight lover. Yeah. How you doing? Let's go to the electric room. Hey, excuse me.
Hey, what's the deal? Am I calling the right number here?
For Bethany. They've changed the phone.
Bethany McBride? Is it?
What's her number? I can't call anyone.
What's Bridget's number?
Call that. Electric room.
Let me see.
It's midnight.
It's 2888.
No, you know what? I'm a part-time lover.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
What type of lover would you be if it started with G?
With a G, great.
Hey, boy, great. No hesitation at all.
Right on.
How about Joe?
Let me ask him. Joe?
Pass.
See you next week.
Joe.
What kind of lover am I?
With a G. You starts can only with, use a G.
Starts with a G.
Talk. Tick. Talk. Tick.
I'm a, grape-flavored lover.
Tick. Grape-flavored.
Grape-flavored.
Grape-flavored. There you go. All right. Way to put those circuits together.
Joe.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Joe. Good talking to you.
Good day.
Hey, how was that Stones news conference today?
It was annoying.
Joe came in and had a lengthy diatribe directed at the Rolling Stones press conference today that he was listening to.
Sorry to hear
that. He's a big Stones fan.
Huge, the biggest.
And Joe's amazed at going out on tour again. I mean, he's not amazed.
I'm amazed that I'm still going to see them.
And you'll like it.
Oh, I'm going to love it.
Uh-huh. And what is it about the Rolling Stones press conference that pissed you off?
The journalists.
Ah, not the Stones, though.
No, they were great.
Yeah, the journalists are always stupid.
What did the journalists do that pissed you off, Joe?
Journalists think they're so self-important and matter so much, and Mick Jagger was just ripping them left and right.
Good.
Did the Stones have a gimmick? Because last time they came in on a blimp, did they do anything nutty?
Their gimmick was Keith is still alive.
Oh, did they really do that, or is that your joke?
That's my joke.
I liked it.
And I'm sticking to it.
Okay. All right.
They didn't come in on the Munster Coach.
Okay, how's it, Joe?
How's it?
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
So we made it through that segment with Joe.
He's a grape.
Always do.
He's a grape-flavored lover.
Grape-flavored lover.
Like Dimetap.
Joe Ardinger.
He come up with grape-flavored.
That's the flavor of cough medicine they sell. Yeah. Bob is absolutely correct about
that. That's his advocate, you know.
That's his attorney over there. That's the guy. That's his counselor. That's his defense attorney. It's every single thing he says, Buzz will justify
it. It's very tasty.
Julia loves it.
It's basically Buzz defends him on the show as long as Joe helps Buzz with his gardening.
Gardening.
His green thumb.
Wink, wink.
Okay, one
and,
call.
And personal gardening.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Now.
I'm a garden. Hold on. Who gardens who?
They both. Well, he's a garden lover.
You. Oh. They have a garden party.
That's right.
Now, hold on. Who are you saying gardens who?
I don't know.
Do you think Joe gardens?
You know what?
You brought it up.
I withdraw the
Homo.
Remark. I don't think they shave or...
Homo. Who do you think?
I envisioned Joe clipping bugs.
Oh.
Okay.
Homo.
Oh, man, I'm getting seasick.
And where was he doing it? Was he doing it in the electric room?
Maybe.
Now, was he using an electric razor? Was he an electric razor? Oh, that. I hope that doesn't leave like burn marks.
Oh no, not with Joe.
Not if you use electric shave.
He's a grape flavored lover.
It's official. I'm going to throw up now.
Well, do it in the electric room.
Oh God, that's just a mental picture of that.
One more spot.
Thanks, Joe.
Almost finished.
Don't miss that part. So what happens after Joe gets done with Buzz?
They spark up. God, am I the only one who sees this?
I guess so. Thank you, Rob. Thanks for straightening it out for us.
Once a month.
We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We sort of talked past each other. We had two debates, but nobody showed up. And but I called him Kleck. And
nice, Kleck.
Yeah. Well, you know, our campaign's been broke for months. Okay. Thank you very much.
Mom, will you go back to the hotel?
The Don and Mike Show.
It's the wrong radio show in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Right.
With the wrong hosts.
Hi.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Ah, let's see. Oh, this week we're giving away NBA playoff tickets. Wizards in the Heat, MCI Center. Wow. Courtesy of ABC. It's the NBA playoffs at ABC Saturday night at 8 on ABC. And you know, Independence Air is the official airline of the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
Boy, another trip to Las Vegas. We'll do it on our next break, as a matter of fact. Fly High and get your Happy Bags game tag. FlyEye.com. Go your own way.
Go Wizards!
So we'll give those tickets away. They don't have a chance.
Yeah, but that's why I say, I love the underdog.
They don't have a chance.
And yet they're doing it.
I love Beat the Heat.
Beat the Heat.
Oh, God.
People are into the Wizards. People are really, really
this
into
never
the
happens,
Wizards.
Huh?
In this town, it's been a very, very, what is it, 18 years?
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, more than that.
More than that?
Well, I don't know. It's like 28 years or 18 years since they won a game.
Think of this town as far as sports. This town hasn't had anything to cheer for in a very long time.
True.
Mike, might I tell you that the Redskins...
Oh, yeah.
Am I the only one that thinks they're just one snap away from making it to the NFL's elite?
Hell of an offseason talent hunt.
Am I the only one that thinks Mark Brunell still has gaps left in the tank?
He's not saying that, is he?
I'm out of the park. I've seen him throw. He's impressive.
The previous comments made by a Redskins employee.
And Rob Spiewak, he's not a basketball fan. He always screws for the Grand Wizards, though.
Yes, he does. But boy, it's tough for them to do a fast break. Tripping on those robes all the time.
Oh, we are syndicated. That's an awful segue.
This show? When did that start?
That's an awful segue. But I can't believe we've not talked about this guy, this creepy mayor in Spokane. Mm-hmm. We're on KFAN Radio in Spokane. We have been for about 5 or 6 years. And we get good support, man, and we thank you for listening there. The mayor, there were all these rumors about him, if he was gay or not, and he was one of these Rush Limbaugh, Bill O'Reilly, right-wing types.
Always makes it a little more noticeable.
He's very conservative, very anti-gay. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't need them around here. We don't want them getting married. This is not a good place for them. Well, they bust this guy on the Internet, trying to find guys.
Right.
And trying to find, and I think the reason that he's getting away with it is that the guys are, how do you say, barely legal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's looking for 18-year-old guys.
So not only is he gay, but he's gay in what even by gay standards is a very dangerous way to pursue that lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and looking at him on TV today when he came out and made his statement, he said, look at the guy, and you think, God, maybe I have seen him somewhere in the news before when they get a collage of all the guys saying, you know, gays shouldn't have rights and gays...
Right.
I mean, he really
ultra
was...
Ultra-conservative-looking guy?
One of those,
yes, extremely.
And
where is he on the Frist scale? I always think of Senator... I think Senator Bill Frist has replaced Trent Lott as the squarest head in the Senate right now.
This guy's close to Frist, I would say.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. I'll say this, though. He just is not handsome enough to be a gay.
No. Really?
I think he's got to be bi. It's got to be something that he enjoys dabbling in.
Who was the other gay, senator, the governor from New Jersey,
that's right?
Yes,
he resigned.
And he looked gay.
Yes, he did.
Right. He had a nice gay look.
He did. And Barney Frank, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you look up...
Well, Barney Frank does not look gay.
He's not an attractive man.
He's not an attractive
by any stretch of the imagination.
I think he looks gay.
You think he looks gay?
Yeah.
I think he looks gay because you've heard for so long he's been the torchbearer for the gay community in Congress.
Maybe so, but I'm telling... Okay, we're getting off point. If you had
Which
seen,
senator or congressman or governor or senator would you like to see be gay?
Arnold.
That's easy.
Good answer. But this guy, and maybe someone from Spokane can hip us to what's going on up there with this guy, because it's just making the national news now.
Right.
I'd love to get some clips of this guy, some of his big anti-gay clips.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Because the thing is, he, of course, went on the message boards, which is creepy,
yeah.
You know, trolling for guys.
That's, you know, gay or heterosexual, that's a scary way to me to pursue a sex life.
And then his entire spiel when he was standing in front of the courthouse, I guess he's taking a leave of absence, was saying, just want everybody to know that I was legal, and all the men that I was interested in are over 18. Thank you very much.
Jeez. So there's that.
just creepy.
Yeah, I mean, when you scream about it for that long, you destroy yourself. I mean, that's it.
He's like that guy in that movie we like so bad. He's like the next door neighbor in the Kevin Spacey movie.
Absolutely.
American Beauty. That
eats the crap out of his son, and then he realizes that he's gay.
The newspaper up there did a sting, apparently, to nab the mayor on this, and they got a transcript of a chat he had with a young man in which he said, and I quote, "Someday I may run for governor, and this would be bad, if you know what I mean."
Wow. Yeah, and they had one of the men, one of the boy men, one of the men boys, that he had approached. And it was just a normal-looking guy.
Right.
And again, my gaydar didn't go off with this guy, but the guy just said, He seemed like a nice guy. He wrote me some letters. He came on. He wanted to meet me somewhere.
Yeah, we'll hook up. What the hey?
Well, how come
we'll hook up a little bit.
How come we've not had this guy on? Oh, now everybody's calling from Spokane.
Good.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hey, what's up with your gay mayor?
Well, it's the biggest issue is, like you said, the fact that he's pretending to be something completely different than he was. He's also kind of involved with a big scandal with some sheriff's deputies committed suicide about 20 years ago that were busted for molesting kids when they were Boy Scout troop leaders. So he might like them younger.
Spokane, a great place to live.
How's your gay mayor?
I'm kidding about that. If you have to live in Spokane, of course, you'll want to move out immediately.
So what's happening in Spokane now? I mean, he's taking a leave of absence, right?
Exactly. They want him to resign, but he's decided if he just goes away for 3 weeks, everybody will forget about it because we're, pretty dumb around here. So.
And he's an arch conservative?
Yeah.
I hope someone calls with the quotes. This guy is so anti-gay.
Have you heard him say anti-gay things, ma'am?
Well, yeah. He basically says that he doesn't want gay teachers in schools.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I heard a soundbite with the guy saying the whole thing. It's a choice. Don't believe that. It's a choice. It's a choice. These people, a lot of that. Mm. A choice that these people are making. Nice. And what's so great about it, thank you for the call.
Yeah.
Thank you. What's so great is while he's screaming about it the whole time, he's thinking about going in the electric room with some guy who's 18.
Well, we say it and we've heard it. He doth protest too much.
You know what I mean? He's up there saying, oh, that's awful. Those people should not be allowed in our society. Then it gets on his, keypad, how big is your ass? How tight is your ass? Do you look 18?
Man.
You can't really be under 18.
Mm-hmm. When you're pursuing sex, like a sexual relationship with another, another individual on the internet, don't you run the risk if you're trying to find sexual partners that way that you might have a rendezvous and get chopped up and put in a box?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I mean, that's what you always hear about that happening. It's not just kids, and it's adults that try to find.
But don't you get that in any blind date situation if you're set? Well, I guess not in a blind date, but if you went to a dating service.
I never went on a. Did you ever go on a blind date?
With a blind chick?
You were going to say that.
I dated a blind chick.
Yeah. I did blind. Yeah. I did date a blind chick.
You did?
Yes, I did.
I never heard of that ever.
Long time ago.
20 plus years or whatever. It feels like 28. Pittsburgh. We've been working together. You went out with a blind chick?
Girl worked at 13Q.
Mm-hmm.
I dated her. Bet I dated her.
Hot?
Yeah, she's okay.
She thought he was.
I told her she was.
What did you tell her you looked like? How did you describe yourself?
This I do remember very distinctly.
Yes.
every day.
Yeah.
You never know.
I was living by myself. Of course, I was 17, and I had a giant, big apartment in Pittsburgh that had nothing but a sofa and the TV that my mafia friend, Don Cox, had gotten for me.
Right.
And I remember that there was this chick at the I could not get laid. I could not get laid. I was trying on the telephones, trying to pick chicks up on the request line.
It happened.
Could not get laid. He said to me, Cox said to me, or Ray Zoller, we used to call them the Ray City Zollers, said to me, I think the blind chick likes you. He didn't call it a chick back then. Let me just get off topic here for a second. I hate it when they take dialogue from current times and put it in a movie, in a period piece. Like, for instance, the Elvis miniseries that I watched on Sunday night.
Good.
There's a scene that's allegedly from, 1956 or 57. And Elvis says, I'm going to be a rock star. Now, back in 1956 or 57, the words rock star had not been invented yet.
Yep, you're right about that.
That's the title of a Marky Mark movie now because it's part of our pop culture.
But I wasn't really paying attention to that. What about the blind chick?
So Ray City Zollers says to me, I think the blind chick likes you.
Uh-huh.
So I took her out on a couple of dates. And on one of the dates that I went out with her, it was to Denny's. Then it was...
And you told her it was the palm, right?
She got around real good.
Right.
For being someone who was blind. Uh-huh. I mean, she couldn't drive, obviously, but she had her stick. She had her, cane.
She have your stick?
She did more than once.
Hey!
She did more than once.
Wow.
She, now, and I'll say this about her, too. A giving lover.
Really?
Absolutely a giving lover.
What was the experience like? I mean, I'm sure it's very similar to...
She was like anybody else, yeah. Except she was blind.
Did you lie at all during the dates?
No, here's one thing that I do remember, is that she would constantly want to touch my face.
Okay.
My face!
Right.
Because it would be, I want to see what you look... And that's the only thing that creeped me out, is like I'd be sitting there with her, or we never sat, we'd be laying there.
Right.
Many times on my bed in this big, empty room, and there would be this girl just with her hands like this, like... Let me just feel. Yeah. You have
well, of enough. Course, that's the way she. Yeah, that's the only way she can get feedback.
What's eerie? It's so much like that Lionel Richie video.
Oh, that, yeah, remember that video?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The blind sculpture.
Was it Hello?
I think
yes.
It was Hello.
That's the
name of it?
Mm-hmm. Buzz, what was your blind experience like?
Very much the same, I think. I mean, I don't recall her feeling my face, but otherwise, you know, just like any other girl. Wow. And I didn't lie to her any more than any other girl.
I'll tell you one thing that I do remember asking her, though.
Uh-huh.
Do you have any idea what anything looks like?
She blind since birth?
Yeah. So she had no idea. So right. She had no idea, like, what, you know, a wet thing looked like.
Right,
or,
right.
I mean, she could tell by touch, I guess.
Sure.
But she had no real idea.
Could, she could be, and I've spoken to blind people that... are blind since birth, and the only way that they get perspective is by reading. They read about life and what things, descriptions in books and stuff, and that's the only way that they can do it.
I always tried to date a mute, but I never had any luck.
Wow.
Your dream girl.
That would be great, wouldn't it?
I told her I had braille tattoos.
What?
I don't know if that would, I didn't know if that would organize it.
It's time to issue a warning. Joe is about to speak on this subject.
Hi there, Joe.
I had a blind experience as well.
Yeah, I was blind
drunk. I had no idea.
What?
I was blind drunk.
Oh, come on, you are really a retard. Really, you're stopping the show for this. Hey, you didn't have sex with a blind girl?
No. I was just blind myself.
Okay, thank you. Can we get one of those swipe cards for the studio door? That is what we need.
Just for Joe.
Hello, Oh, everybody's calling about the gay mirror, I bet. I see a lot of area codes. 509s, that's Spokane. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello, yeah, let's talk. Are you calling from Spokane?
Yes, I am. I wanted to tell you guys, not only was he a Boy Scout troop leader and a couple of deputies killed himself.
Oh, wait, hold on a second. I didn't hear that from the first one. You're saying the mayor was a Boy Scout troop leader?
Yeah, he was a Boy Scout troop leader.
What happened with that?
He molested some kids with a couple other deputies, but all the other deputies that molested him with him, they for some reason killed themselves.
All of this alleged, I'm sure.
Yeah, go figure. No, that's the truth.
Well, if it were the truth, he'd be in prison.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike, what is up?
Hi there. You calling from Spokane?
Spotucky, indeed.
Right on.
Check it out, man.
Spotucky.
Okay, what's happening?
We have like a Sacramento complex in Spokane because it's like, you know, Seattle gets all our tax dollars and everything. But to get back to the mayor, the real reason why he got kicked out of, or he's going to get kicked out of office is because he didn't play the Wayne Newton tapes.
Oh, God. Would you get out of here? You just want the Wayne Newton tapes?
Come on, man.
Come on, man. Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello. Hi there. You're on the air.
All right. Hey, this whole thing started with a couple of guys who happened to be convicted felons. Who are in a detention center right now, decided to speak up, who are both in their 30s. And now they just decided to speak up.
Oh, so like he touched them or had sex with them when they were 18?
Yes, they were both, I guess, in the, the Boy Scouts or something like that when they were in their teens, 13, 14. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, they decided to speak up just now.
Wow. So hold on a second. So you're saying that...
So we're not talking about just a gay thing, we're talking about a child molesting thing. Allegedly.
Yeah, but that was like Buzz said, that's all alleged, but this whole thing started...
I thought it, I didn't say it. He looks like a pedophile, too. I mean, he looks more like a pedophile than he looks gay.
Wow.
He really does.
It's hard to tell what he is, but...
Quite a compliment.
Wow. We'd have fist fights, and I'd end up at the short end of that stick. Yeah. I took up karate. because I wanted to kill my brother.
All right, there's a Wayne Newton tape for you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor.
How was that?
Mr.
Mayor. It's a Wayne Newton tape.
Hello. Great to be back in Spotucky.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don.
Hi there.
That chick you took out?
Yes, in Pittsburgh.
Was that a blind date?
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, okay, thank you.
Right on.
Bye-bye.
Time.
Hello, Don.
You don't have time for your personality disorder, sir.
Hello.
Don Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to know a guy. Well, in fact, he's passed away now. He was a Marine. His name was Don Raphael. Everybody thought he was blind, so they thought, you know, he was an all right guy. But what they didn't know till a lot later on was that when they would have a fight and she'd go upstairs and go to bed, he'd sit around and get drunk and move the furniture around during the night.
Old joke.
No, but it is an old joke, but it's possible.
It
but
happen.
It's true.
It's not a joke at all. The guy was mean and mean-spirited and just would not be
whack. All right, thank
it
you.
Might be an old joke. And it might be true or untrue, but it's just if you play that all the way through in your mind,
it's funny.
You know, good morning, honey.
Boom.
Trump.
I love like Dick Van Dyke. Dun 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 dun. Hello.
Don
and Mike.
Hey, Don, I want to ask you a question. What do the girl's eyes look like, the blind chick?
They look like Rennie eggs.
They look cloudy.
Did she keep them open all the time? Did she wear the shades?
No, I'll tell you, I do remember this at BuzzWeek and compare notes on this.
All right.
I do remember the fact that she had regular, normal eyes.
And when
she would take the glasses off. No, they were not. Right. She just couldn't see.
Really?
And the eyes would move a little bit. I mean, she had beautiful eyes.
Did she really?
Those creepy, classy ones.
They weren't creepy. What about your blind chick, Buzz?
Same thing. Her eyes were normal. In fact, quite beautiful.
Wow. I think all blind people should have eyes that look like two glasses of skim milk.
Why?
That's weird,
why?
Bleary. Why? That way we can spot them.
Big Otto, get the hell off the microphone.
That'll give us the advantage. We don't want them sneaking into a sighted society.
Because we need the advantage over blind people.
We do.
There he goes. We don't want them sneaking in.
They can have dogs in places we can't.
Yeah, but then, come on, Rob, you can see they can't.
So they say. But they got those skim milk eyes, then I know.
Skim milk eyes.
Hello, Don and Mike Show, last call here. We got to clear the lines out for a contest. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Don. Hey, while you're in the mood, is there any way that I could get you to tell a couple more of your stories? It's been so long since we've heard the Pat Benatar and the sex with the midget story.
Tell us the story, Don.
Another day, my friend. Another day. Listen, it's time for moms to call right now. Change topics. This would be a very simple contest for today's Independence Air trip a day in the month of May to beautiful Las Vegas.
That's mommy music right there.
Fly I and get your Happy Bags game tag. FlyI.com. Go your own way. Yeah, trip to Las Vegas, giving one away every day. And here's all this is. Call us up at 877-365-3636. Only real moms. Very simple. Worst Mother's Day from this past weekend. And incidentally, like, no tragedies, please.
No disease.
Okay, none. Right. None of this. My mom died, or you know, my dad. They were coming over with a fresh baked pie and all. Fire truck, and they're all dead now. And I get the trip to Las Vegas still?
Don't think sympathy. Think we're looking for really thoughtless people in your family.
That's right.
Thoughtless people.
And?
Thoughtless to the point of being funny.
And? On this contest only? Mm-hmm. Blind people may participate.
That's very generous of you. I know Rob's upset about that, but you know,
normally we have the blinds are not the blinds.
We don't pull the blinds up for it.
The blinds.
So this is the case where seeing people don't have an advantage over blind people.
The one day blinds.
Right.
we'll have the chance to call and play.
You'll want to start dialing now because you know that's not a very fast process for them.
They have
special telephones.
So listen, just for you girls.
For special people.
Just for your moms, if you really had just a crappy, awful Mother's Day. And we're going to fly through these calls very quickly, so try to be succinct, to the point.
Yes.
If you had the bad one,
it's
got to
be so bad it amuses us.
Yeah, then you get the trip to Vegas. And again, please, no tragedies.
Right.
Okay? No tragedies.
Yeah, that slows things down. Yeah.
Tragedy. Let's try one call, an on-screen call, just to see who's calling. Hello, Don and Mike.
How you doing?
Say it's a guy. You can't be calling right now. We're looking for women for Mother's Day.
Yeah, what was the thing about Mother's Day, sorry?
What did you call for?
For the Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Mr. Greed.
He heard contest. And
here's a question. Can you see?
I can.
Okay.
Can you see your way off of this phone?
Can he hear is the question.
Don't make us make this a contest only for the blindies.
No, we don't want to do that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Blind mothers.
Hello?
Hi.
Okay, now see, here's a woman. Well, this is just a random call. What's your name?
Sherry.
Where are you from, Sherry?
Seattle.
And you're a mommy?
Yes, I'm a mommy.
And did you have a bad Mother's Day? Can you tell us why? We're just throwing you on the air as an experiment.
Super. No, I had a wonderful Mother's Day.
Well, why are you calling? We're looking for whoever had the worst Mother's Day this year. Were you calling about the gay mayor?
Why were you calling?
Because I want to know if you're streamed on the internet.
This was a totally unrelated call.
This was a random
call.
She is
a mother.
I know, but I don't hear you in Seattle anymore, so...
I understand.
You should move to Spokane.
Spotucky.
Move to Spotucky where the gay mayor loves all the Boy Scouts.
Or Wichita.
Sure.
I did hear about the gay mayor in Spokane.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
He looks like a pedophile, I think. Do you think he looks like a pedophile, or do you think he looks gay, or do you think he looks straight?
I think he looks all of the above.
No, pick one.
A pedophile.
Pedophile is the winning answer.
Thank you. And here's Joe, because...
Well, we're getting a lot of calls from mothers who didn't bother to listen to the rest of your sentence, so they have no idea why they're calling. They're just calling to win.
Okay, right. Joe, why don't you... Come on, help us out here. Listen, thank you for the call in Seattle. Hold on, we'll tell you about the secret way to get the show on the internet.
That would be great.
I just hung up on her. Like, here's a secret way to get the show on the internet. Joe, what are we looking for here?
Mothers, call in if you had a lousy Mother's Day and tell Don and Mike your story, and you could win... A trip or two anywhere. Oh, I'm sorry, to Las Vegas.
And what's the caveat here? No what? We're not looking for no tragedy.
Oh, no tragedy.
No tragedies.
Very good, Joe. So hopefully they heard it that time.
Good.
Okay. Bye, Joe.
All of the mothers simply go away.
Keep coming in, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're a big part of the show.
What are the ingredients in that hot sauce?
Just keep coming in. Keep coming and walking in. Big dumb Joe, just keep coming in.
We'll get the swipe card during the break.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So was I. Only a kid. I learned early. Life goes by too damned fast. You've got to know how to compete and win.
Yeah.
You don't want her growing up a spoiled Hollywood brat. Just because she's Crawford's daughter.
Yeah. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Writing is delicious.
How have you been? It's the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, who doesn't like Beach Baby? I mean, at least here in D.C., it's finally sunny and it's 80 for one day.
Finally.
Glorious! Yes, let's play the ladies. Let's play the game with the ladies.
Mothers.
Let's play the oopsies.
Mothers that might have had an oopsie on Mother's Day because it was so bad for them.
If you had a bad Mother's Day, again, please, no tragedies. We're going to fly through these calls rapid fire. Just find that one special gal that had that crappy Mother's Day and give her today's trip to Las Vegas, courtesy of FlyEye.com.
That's right.
Here we go. Hello. Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
Hey, this is Kate.
Kate, hi. Why did you have an awful Mother's Day?
My awful Mother's Day was spent cleaning out my father-in-law's single-wide mobile home that had been infested with mice.
Not bad. Yeah, not bad.
Not only that, but then as we're cleaning everything out, I had mice run over my toes from underneath the bed, making a break for the closet.
See, when you said cleaning up, I was afraid we were going to go like your dad had a problem, your mom had a problem, or somebody. But no, you're just there cleaning up, and there were mice.
And you know, it would be a throwaway story if it wasn't a single wide. You know,
yeah.
It's a single wide, not a double, not even a double wide trailer.
No, it's a single wide, and there were I found skeletons of baby mice that had made their nest. So I had to clean up all these skeletons, and then. And then the worst part of it was I had to go out into the shed, kind of like a school shed off to the side.
Oh, yes.
And we're going through his briefcase to make sure he didn't have any important tax papers he was hiding away.
Right.
And I find letters that he has written to several dominatrixes.
Whoa.
Oh, now, come on.
This is your husband's father?
Swear to God. I swear to God. And they were all typewritten saying how he was interested in finding out more information about this kind of a lifestyle. Uh-huh. And
and I take it he's underground right now?
Yes, he is.
Okay, yes.
Man. Yes, he is. Very much so. So okay. That was my mother's
Okay, thing. Hold on a second. That's almost too much to swallow. That's cleaning up after the guys croaked, the dead mice, uh-huh. The mice on your feet. Okay. And then and in a mobile, in a single wipe, and
in a briefcase, letters to a dominatrix. Type. Happy Mother's Day. That's pretty good.
That is pretty good.
I think it's made up. Am I the only one?
Well, there's a chance of that. We'd have to see the letters.
She'd have to present them to us.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello. Hi, who's this?
Laura.
Hi there, Laura. Why did you have a crappy Mother's Day?
Well, we can move on.
Well, it started, I was 2,000 miles away from home at my mother-in-law's house.
Yeah.
And I had to spend 5 hours on a plane ride back home. And then my son decided he wanted to stop at KFC, so I had to buy dinner for myself.
Okay, right there. Okay. Wait, she was leading up to more mice.
There were no mice there.
I wanted to ask the first contestant if any of the mice were wearing ball gags.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, this is Lisa.
Hi there, Lisa. Why did you have a crappy Mother's Day?
I literally had a crappy Mother's Day because I went to meet my parents who live in Pennsylvania. I'm here right outside of Washington.
Yeah.
For dinner and promptly got diarrhea about an hour and 15 minutes. Away from home.
Baby.
It was so bad. I had to, when we were standing in the parking lot saying our goodbyes, I had to excuse myself because it was coming.
So you continued on
with the trip?
Oh, well, I had to drive back home in that condition. So it was literally...
How many...
I want to clear the
you say, so you're leaving to go up there. You said you're just outside of D.C. and you get the pain.
No, actually, this was in the parking lot when we were saying our goodbyes. It was almost immediately after we ate.
Oh, after you ate. So you made it up to Pennsylvania afterwards.
We haven't even left Pennsylvania yet. Yeah.
See, unfortunately, I think that she got the diarrhea and had to sit through the entire dinner with that situation.
Right.
That's what I thought.
But it still would be a bad Mother's Day if you had to drive all the way from Pennsylvania. But did you? That's what I'm getting at. Did you?
I'll admit, just a little.
A little is lying.
How many?
Well, now, Mike, hold on a second.
Yes.
I thought the first girl was lying.
Well, she wasn't lying up until that very moment. She thinks she'll do better if there's enough.
No, you were clean as a whistle. Come on, Lisa, tell the truth.
No, actually, I am. I'm telling the truth, but it's a little embarrassing.
How many
but,
silly
know,
thing right. to argue about, isn't it?
Pardon?
It's a silly thing to argue about. It really is. But I don't think there. I think you were spotless. I don't think you had to use bleach or anything.
No bleach.
But I could be wrong.
No bleach.
Hold on.
What did you eat? Can I ask you one more question?
Yes. Yeah,
what
sure.
did you enjoy? What did you enjoy for your Mother's Day dinner with your in-laws?
I had what was it called? New Orleans. Seafood.
There you go.
At a local restaurant. Mm-hmm. I don't want to mention the name of the restaurant.
It's okay. I can use the plug.
It might. Let me go back to the first woman.
All right.
Hey, Kay?
Yeah.
What did the letters say?
What's that?
What did the letters say? I'm going back to the first lady now.
Oh, okay. It said he was introducing himself, and he said he had found the advertisement in the back of the magazines, which I found those magazines.
What magazines were those?
They were Dominatrix magazines.
Like what? Could you name one?
Oh, no, I didn't see what the names were. But they had, you know how they have all those advertisements in the back? Mm-hmm. So he was saying, dear mistress, so-and-so. He was interested in the lifestyle. It was something his wife was not into, and he wanted to explore it further.
How old was he when he croaked?
How old was he?
Yes.
He was
65.
Now, you found letters that obviously had not been sent?
They had not been sent, no. No.
And you could produce these letters if we needed to see them?
Unfortunately, no, I can't.
Why is that?
They all got thrown out in the garbage when we were cleaning out his mobile home. But I can send you the link to his obituary.
So you got, well, now,
you can prove he's dead.
You can prove the guy's dead.
Yeah.
See, here's...
Now, your crap detector's going off here. Mine's kind of on stun right now.
It went off. I was with this lady when she was at the double wide. And
yeah,
the mice,
single wide.
Single wide.
I'm sorry, single wide. And the mice, but then you get to the dominatrix, the letter with the dominatrix.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Hold on a second. Why would he have...
Hold on.
I can put my husband on the phone.
What was the what were the dates of the letters?
You know, they were actually from about 8 to 10 years ago.
Okay.
So why would...
When his wife was still alive at the time.
So he... And was the briefcase kind of like... It wasn't something he would have used. Would it be like a hiding place?
Where was the briefcase?
The briefcase was in the tool shed off of to the side of the mobile home.
And that's...
Where he kept...
Pornography in there too?
No, it was just the letters. There wasn't any pornography. The pornography was in the nightstand in his bedroom.
In the trailer, where
okay.
it belongs.
And what kind of pornography did you find?
It was a dominatrix magazine.
Anything else?
There. No, that was about it.
Okay, all right. You're not lying about this?
I swear to God, I swear on my kids.
All right, hold on then. Hold on. She could be a finalist.
Here's what it sounds like. It sounds like out in the shed. See, here's why it makes sense to me. He had a little, like, stash of these private things that he never wanted his wife to see, and they were out in the shed in a briefcase. The letters that he decided maybe not to send were out there. Oh, okay, yeah. I can relate to this, all right? That's what I'm saying.
I mean, yeah. But who like gets their jolly from writing a letter than putting it in a briefcase? I mean, why
he was
going to
write a letter, and he said if he ever really decided, maybe he just couldn't pull the trigger on it.
Yeah,
you just didn't have the guts to send
it. That's like something from Marcus Welby, though. I mean, that's like a plot.
Well,
that's like a plot from a Columbo thing, right?
Well,
exactly. He had the secret relationship, but he never had the nerve to mail the letters, so we found them all, and he had saved. Why would you save the letters?
Because he maybe wanted to send them, or maybe he hoped to send them later.
You two guys are always, no, not you, Buzz, you. You're always ready to not believe. Your crap detector is always there.
I'm not, right
first
now.
First call we get is a chick that says, I had to go clean out the trailer for my dead father-in-law. There were mice there, mice on my feet.
Because the letters were out in a shed, it sounds credible.
Mm-hmm.
If she'd found the letters in the trailer, it might not be as credible. He had a wife, obviously, who had passed away, and he kept those letters. Maybe he got his jollies by reading the letters. Well,
forgot about them later.
I don't know. I just hope that if she wins, I hope she has a good time out
well,
of Las Vegas when she hears that her children are dead.
I'm basing a lot of this on the fact that I don't think she's got a chance of winning.
I hope she's at the tables. And they say, winner! And then she gets paid. She goes, yes, I'm a big winner. They say, hi, listen, tornado just came through your neighborhood. Amazing thing. Only your house was hit.
Amazing stuff. But it's better than old Lisa doesn't know when she got diarrhea.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi.
Did you have a crappy Mother's Day?
No, I had worse than crappy Mother's Day. I had a devastating...
Hold on, you can't say that.
Don't say yes. A lot of nasty stuff happened.
What's your name?
Elizabeth Johnson.
Okay, Elizabeth, what happened? And please don't use the S word. Please.
Yeah, I promise. I have a family of five, none of whom recognize Mother's Day at all.
My husband and I
had not been talking for a week because we had a fight over when my son should get a haircut.
There you go. Rob's applauding that.
And I did not submit, quote unquote, to his authority and agree with him and let my son wait one more day until we took a shower because he stayed at a friend's house for 2 days because we were having the upper floor of our house shellacked. He was allergic, so he was staying somewhere else.
You go, girlfriend, go.
Huh?
Keep going. Take a breath.
Well, a lot happened. Then I decided I'm not going to be by myself on Mother's Day, so I took my 16-year-old teenage daughter and her friend, who have to go to alternative education because of drug possession, to Manassas Mall and drop them off.
Yes.
I told them to call me and let me know when I was to pick them up.
and this was about 4:15, and I went across the street to the flower gallery to buy myself a present and buy a present for this guy's mother, because I felt totally, absolutely alone in the world.
Oh, my
in
God.
Fact, and it cost me a grand total of $40.51. Then I, for both people, then I went back to Manassas Mall and walked around, could not find my daughter, could not find the boyfriend. I waited until 8 o'clock.
Ooh.
Well, when did you get back
around,
to, what time did you get back to the mall?
Oh, it was about 4:30. No, it was about 5 to 5 because the flower gallery was closing at 5 o'clock.
That's right.
3 hours.
Wait, it gets worse.
How many times has your husband attempted suicide?
No, I wish he had. It would have been poetic justice.
Wow.
I would have been wonderful.
Wow.
It would have been a real gift for me. But I'm on my way home, and I get a cell phone call from my daughter. She's not at Manassas Mall. Now she's down by some place called Hoyts and Borders. And I don't know how she got there, but the $40 I gave her is suspiciously missing.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured that she and her newfound friend probably bought marijuana.
Oh, boy.
So I picked them both up. I had to drive the kid back to Gainesville. Yeah, I take the nice guy back to Gainesville and drive back with my daughter home. Picked up Chinese food on the way home.
Honey.
So I could feed my family. Never got to go out for dinner. My daughter wanted me to pick up food from the Olive Garden, but it was a 2-hour wait, and I didn't have enough money.
You had me away. There's more.
Wait, I took got Chinese food home. Sorry, my husband, he couldn't eat it, but he snuck up from the basement anyway and ate it. And then I had to go upstairs.
Hey.
Wait a minute. Wait, it got worse.
It got worse,
Don. I cleaned it. And I put a plastic bag on my hand, put another plastic bag over my hand, stuffed in the toilet, pulled out the toilet paper, flushed it, water still came up, the brown water.
Okay.
So obviously I didn't clear it.
Okay.
And then that was my Mother's Day, and I went into the dog's house for a walk, and I cried. And that was it.
Oh, she cried!
She cried.
She cried!
Other than that, the day was okay?
Yeah. Oh. The food, I didn't eat the food. I was so sick to eat.
Oh, Jesus.
And I know exactly the area this woman's talking about.
This is hell, because I drove by the new Directions Alternative Education site thinking she was there doing marijuana with a guy and another group of kids.
Yeah.
Wasn't there. I was all over Manassas.
Honey. Yes.
I don't want to think about
shut
it
up.
Now.
Please shut up. You win.
Don't cry, sweetie.
Please.
Don't cry, Elizabeth.
Please shut up. You win.
Elizabeth, shut up for a second.
Elizabeth, please shut up. You win.
I can't take them. You want them?
Okay, Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, did you hear?
I don't want my family.
Elizabeth, you win. You win.
You're the winner, Elizabeth.
You're
going away.
Go to Las Vegas.
How could we possibly deny you?
I don't want to take my husband, though.
Well, then don't take your husband.
You don't have to.
Go with anybody you like.
Elizabeth, you can take anybody. You've won the contest. You really have.
Can I take my...
Hey, how about that, Tiger?
Oh, that's very sweet of you, darling.
He's very handsome.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
And I go by his restaurant every day as I pass Seton High School and go to All
Now
State.
I'm even happier that you won. Good for you.
Mm-hmm. Honey?
Are you kidding? I never won anything in my life.
Yeah, just relax and take a deep breath because you're going to Las Vegas or anywhere you want to go.
I think you won the day that you got a guy to marry you. That's what I think. I think you hit the lottery.
Can I tell you one thing, Don?
Sure. Please. Sure, go ahead,
Don. My husband ran over my puppy in February, my 3.5-year-old dog, right in my driveway.
Oh, man.
This guy's a real brute. What should I do about him? I forgot the worst part. I called up my daughter's therapist, my daughter who gives her her ADD, this one went missing.
Where's the shut-up tapes? No, we got this woman there. Her kids are on top there. They got an
get
ADD.
Get out the Rolodex. We might need another segment with her.
Listen. Somebody went missing?
Listen, you're a winner, honey. I put her on hold. She has won a trip to Las Vegas. Courtesy of Independence Air.
She was just getting to her daughter's ADD.
The official airline of the Don and Mike Show. Flying to Seattle, San Diego, San Jose, San Francisco, Los Angeles, and Las Vegas. Fly I and get your happy bags, game tags, flyi.com. Go your own way.
She won't have any happy bags, Don.
For me, that was just like listening to my wife talk.
It's
that,
awesome.
It was just too much information, too much, is coming out, dude, you got to do this and
this. Woman has it worse.
Yes, mm-hmm. And now let's go back. Okay. Okay? Yes, okay.
You know what? She deserves it. Please let her have it.
Listen to the fellow competitors. Sweet. You know it's good when the fellow competitors admit.
All right, okay, you're the lady that swore on your kids' lives. Or no,
yes.
It was the deal. Yes. Oh, you did, yes. Okay, here you go. For you, the $20 Tower Records gift card from Tower.com.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Okay, sorry I didn't believe you.
That's okay. Okay. No problem.
Still don't. And who else? Oh, there's Lisa. Hello, Lisa.
Yes?
Now, I don't remember what Lisa's like.
She has diarrhea.
Oh, yeah. Lisa, congratulations. Nothing goes with diarrhea.
I know what you're doing.
Hooters Famous Wings.
Yeah.
For you and 10 of your friends. And don't forget, stop by Hooters of Rockville tonight, starting at 8. Our own Rob Spiewak is hosting the Hooters Swimsuit Contest. Yeah, baby. Enjoy. Lisa, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you to all you moms that had such a crappy Mother's Day.
Yeah. That was rich.
So long, Squirt.
Ooh, that woman. Jesus. That voice.
That poor woman. Boy, but what a sob story.
Yeah. Amazing. Did I tell you that I told Mike, I think this, that I walked into it with my wife. Same deal. But when she was taking the stuff to go down to Clemson for my kid to move out of the dorm, move into this place.
Right.
Remember, though, she's bringing a vacuum cleaner down there? Mm-hmm. Well, we were having a discussion before she left on Saturday about this. And she calls me up today. She's on the way back up, and she says, did you buy a vacuum cleaner? And I said, why would I buy a vacuum cleaner? She said, I told you to buy a vacuum cleaner. And I was emphatic. I said, you did not tell me that. And she said, we had the discussion. We were in the kitchen. And you said, oh, that would be a nice Mother's Day gift. And that's the light bulb goes off. And I remember this. Hold on. I did have the conversation with the woman. I guess she did say something to me, but it was that point where she was talking to me like Charlie Brown teacher.
Right.
And everything just is...
went out the window.
So, yeah, you know, guilty. I just said, I remember it. Guilty.
Yeah, but there weren't any mice skeletons involved in it.
No, there were not, Mike.
A dominatrix.
There were not. But I do have ADD.
Yeah, and typewritten letters.
If that helps.
You didn't get lost in the mall, though.
There's the vacuum.
There you go. How you like that, huh? Oh, good for...
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth Johnson, that's right. Pete's wife. Steve's wife.
Steve's wife. And I'm glad she gave her full name and gave so many details about her wonderful family.
Yeah. Wonderful. Wonderful woman.
How when we come back, are you ready for the debut of a brand new segment?
Oh.
It's called We Love to Eat.
Uh-huh.
We'll be right back, Mike.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The official airline of the Don and Mike Show.
You tell that old bandit not to get extravagant. State of Texas is paying for this.
You suck the jelly out of a jelly donut and then fill it with chocolate swirl ice cream.
Okay.
The Don and Mike Show.
I like to stuff a jelly donut with Reese's peanut butter cup, then put it in a warm oven and let the chocolate and everything melt into the dough.
Got two of the tapes here.
Now, do you want to keep talking to me or see your brother?
The masters of the triple entendre, Don and Mike.
Right. Don't forget, go to our website whenever you can, www.donandmikewebsite.com. Before we start this edition of We Like to Eat.
We Love to Eat?
We Love to Eat.
You know what I'm going to need? We Love to Eat.
To help me out?
Yeah, hold on.
Can you grab me, can somebody grab, there's like, did you see the platter of food?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Of leftover, like pastries and stuff?
Yeah.
I need something just as a prop.
Good. I will not require a prop today, but I think having the food in here is essential to do this.
Because you're so good with doing that voice anyway, the voice.
Yeah, but don't you agree having the food in, even having it in here will be good.
We got to have it. It's We Like to Eat.
Yes.
We love to
we
eat.
We love to eat.
We love to eat.
Which is better? We like or we love?
Love.
Which
love.
Is
we
love. We love to eat.
We love to eat.
We like to eat.
Well, either one way. You know, but Mike, love is such a much...
It is.
It's a stronger, more powerful word.
We love to eat.
We love to eat.
We love to eat.
Would somebody please bring us some of that stuff?
Could you bring the platter in?
It's sitting out there in a big platter.
I'll go get it. Bring the platter of food in.
No, don't go get it. The fan? Bridget?
Anyone?
Are you listening? Miss Jones? Bridget Jones? Are you back there?
I think they're scurrying around now trying to find the food. Oh, perhaps it's moved or been removed.
There we go.
Oh, there it is.
Come on, bring it in, Bridget. Thank you very much.
Right here?
Don't leave it over. Bring it over to the other side.
There you go.
Give me one.
Lovely.
Give me one just so I can have it to eat. Thank you. While we're talking to the guy. Mike, you can take one as a prop.
All right, come on.
I know you're working on your diet.
What are those? What are those puffy things close to you, Mike?
Bran muffins.
I see.
Danish. Chocolate. This is looks like a cranberry muffin.
Oh, there you go.
This is an apple. Oh, it's apple and chocolate.
Wow.
Jeez.
We love to eat.
We love to eat. Here, Rob.
Yes.
Take it away.
Okay, set it down. I'll be right there.
Is there any cream?
And now, Buzz,
yes.
You're going to be our announcer.
Okay.
The name of the show is We Love to Eat.
We Love to Eat.
With right. Don and Mike. You ready? Put the guy on the hold, Rob. Put the guy on the hold.
Is he there yet?
Our theme song is going to be Brown Sugar.
Good.
Very good.
Okay, as soon as you hear the music.
This is so good in so many things.
The guy will be on the phone.
Try making a Toll House cookie without it.
Yeah, no, you can't.
Live from the Westwood One Radio Network, it's We Love to Eat with your hosts, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. Now, here's Don and Mike.
I hate Splenda.
You know, if you're going to make something with real sugar, make it with real sugar.
Welcome. This edition of We Love to Eat.
This is the show for people that love to eat because the hosts love to eat.
You know, I love to eat
spicy food. Spicy food. Food. I love all food, but I'll tell you something.
Yeah.
I enjoy spicy food more than anything else.
I think there's a guy on the phone.
What's happening, guys?
Is this Blair?
Blair LaVar.
Yeah, you know, I would have brought some dinner with me had I known.
You got a new hot sauce?
Well, I don't know if I'm going to call this a hot sauce. In fact, it's far from a hot sauce.
What do you mean?
I mean that this is the most extreme, hottest ingredient going on the planet.
Wow. I love hot food. Hot food can be as good as anything. What do you like to pour it on, Blair?
Well,
can you put it on anything?
Other hot sauces, you can use them on everything. But if you're talking about this 16 million, you know, you have to realize this is...
God, I love chili.
You love chili?
Chili is so good, and I like to put...
You could make about 6,000 gallons of chili.
Could you put it on eggs?
My tiny little vial of it.
This is a good question, Don. Can you put it on eggs?
I'll ask you. Give me a second. Okay, you put it on eggs?
Oh, that's good.
Absolutely.
Blair, have you ever put hot sauce on your eggs?
Every morning.
That's the best. Do you like eggs scrambled, sunny side up, over easy?
No, I love a nice big omelet. That's what I love. Lots of cheese in there.
Mm. Peppers, mushrooms.
Peppers, onions, tomatoes.
You ever have the Grand Slam breakfast? That's the one that comes with omelets and the hot cakes on the side.
The Grand Slam.
And lots of butter. I like the little scoops of butter where it's like an ice cream cone.
It's so clear that your hot sauce.
Give me some of that.
I like that.
It's 8,000 times hotter than Tabasco sauce.
Oh, man. Does that slow you down?
Actually, I think it speeds you up.
Does it really?
It leads you up to the bathroom if you're not careful.
I swear to God, I love hot food. I like chili, jambalaya, gumbo.
Do you love to eat?
Do you love to eat, Blair?
Love to eat.
Yeah, I love to eat.
You know, I love to eat. My doctor tells me I'm too heavy, but I really enjoy eating.
Well, I tell you all the time.
Yeah.
Where does your doctor go? Do what I do.
Yeah.
So what's the big thing you like to eat? What's your favorite?
What don't I like to eat? It's like there's really nothing. I don't like vegetables. I'm not a big fan of vegetables.
So you like a nice big ribeye steak.
I like a ribeye steak.
Garlic mashed potatoes.
I stay away from a lot of the protein. I like more like breads, pastas. I love pasta. Good lasagna.
Right?
I like spicy desserts.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
I like Bao Bear's habanero tarts.
Wow.
Have you ever had one of them?
Now that's a new one.
Did you ever do this?
What?
You ever take like a hot pepper and put cream cheese in it and then put like herbs on top of it and just heat it up in the microwave so that the cream cheese melts out of the pepper?
You know, that sounds absolutely delicious.
How hot? What's
better is you take that and wrap some prosciutto.
You ever butter a donut?
How hot is your hot sauce?
What's that?
How hot? My partner was saying, how hot is your hot sauce?
I love to eat.
Don't remind him, he's eating right now.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'll
eat. How hot is your hot sauce?
It's gonna blow your skull off if you try it.
Oh, man, that hot, huh?
That hot.
Is it so hot that you can't enjoy your food?
No.
If you can't enjoy your food.
It's all about making you feel alive. That is what it's all about.
Oh, I felt alive when I ate a hot meal one time.
I have a bulletin.
Bulletin.
I can't feel my left arm.
Jesus. Jesus Christ. Your left arm's numbing up again?
Yeah.
Get it, stretch it out like I told you. Last night I ate a pint of Chubby Hubby out of a bowl made with cheese.
Oh, yeah?
Man, have you ever used, like, chocolate ice cream with cheese? It's just
actually.
It's just like apple pie.
Do you like the Olive Garden?
How do you feel about the Olive Garden?
We love the Olive Garden.
Do you love the, what do you get, the salad all you can eat?
All the breadsticks you can eat. The salad.
Right, I forgot you sound like salad.
Why do you, what am I, a rabbit? Jesus, I like this.
I have no idea what you are.
The breadsticks, oh man.
Here's what's good about the salad.
Yeah.
The dressing. I say, am I going there?
What's the worst part of a potato skin?
I go, sizzler.
The skin. Why even have it? I said to my waitress the other day, first of all, bring me another. There are only four on the plate. I said, bring me another. Or do me a favor. Just take the skins away. I don't need the potato. Just all the bacon and cheddar cheese on it.
You're obviously living a very healthy lifestyle.
Absolutely. I stack up onion rings 10 feet high, then it's eating time.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you like to do with your hot sauce? What do you put it on? What's your favorite thing to put
it on? Wagyu salad bar.
What?
I like you want to go to salad bar. It's just the dressing.
You know what I mean? I think it's the best is fish tacos. You ever have a fish taco?
Oh, I don't care for fish.
Is that sex?
Really?
Is that sex joke?
Fish tacos. He's doing the dirty thing.
No sex jokes.
I told Don this a month ago. A salad bar is not a salad bar unless it's got macaroni. Macaroni salad, is that a salad bar? Or I'm not eating it. My wife lives on pudding. Vanilla, tapioca, all of it. You put it on, can you put your hot sauce on sweets?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have a little death chocolate party.
I got bulletin. I can feel my baby finger.
He's getting his feeling
coming back.
Yeah. Oh, I tell you, you gotta readjust your position in the chair. That's what I say every single time you do that. Hey, have you ever done this?
What's that?
You ever take the blueberry pie filling out of the blueberry pie and then put it on a hot dog roll with cheese?
I gotta go throw up.
Jeez. Oh, no. It's delicious because the hot dog roll is just like a thin, doughy crust. And then heat it up, of course.
I got bed sore.
You got a bed sore? Again? I tell you, how many times I tell you, please reposition yourself in the chair.
I reposition myself in the chair.
You gotta move.
Hey, does hot sauce, does it cure what ails you?
Well, what ails you?
How hot is it?
I tell you, I got sick one time from eating hot sauce and I felt really bad. My grandma made a paste of ham and sour cream and she put it on an English muffin and it was fantastic. You ever eat that?
No, you know, I have learned an entirely new menu today.
What's
just
that?
Just listening to you for 2 minutes. It's amazing.
Besides fish tacos, what can I put your sauce on?
Well, you know, I think your menu is just so different.
Your
I don't
boss,
want to even say the generic, you know, pizza, no. Chinese food,
your boss,
whatever.
General Cho,
by your
I love you.
Creative balance here.
I love you. I would kneel down to General Cho, but I wouldn't be able to get up. I can't believe it. This guy's great. I love it. You okay? Heimlich.
Heimlich.
Heimlich for Don.
I got it.
Hold on.
I'm okay.
Don't purge
I'm
again.
Okay. I'm okay.
Have the surgery.
I'm going red.
Have the surgery. That's not a choice.
Center of the back. Center of the back. There we go.
You all right?
I think it's clear.
Oh, God.
He's going to be okay now.
That is so bad. Oh, man.
Hey. Oh, that's better.
Have you ever dipped banquet fried chicken in a bowl of mayonnaise?
Is your sauce as hot as your nasal liquor?
I love it when you compare food
hotter.
to
wow.
I have
some different women on me. I have a question.
Have you ever kissed a girl?
What's that?
Have you ever kissed a girl?
With a mouthful of hot sauce?
Have you ever kissed a girl? I'd like to. I'd like to try to kiss a girl.
You've never kissed a girl?
No.
No.
He's a virgin.
How old are you?
46.
He's too heavy.
Hey.
Well, I am too.
Hey, you know.
I am too. I'm just saying that's why you think you've never kissed a girl.
You do that. I lift.
I know.
Don't tell me. Don't tell him I'm a virgin.
I make you eat.
And I'm not a virgin.
You're going to tell him.
I make you eat.
Technically, I'm not a virgin.
Oh, God.
You make me eat.
I know I do. You ever have sugar-crusted pork loin with a butter toffee roux?
I love hot sauce.
Served on Captain Crunch.
I love hot sauce.
No, I haven't had that one
yet. Do you ever use Captain Crunch's breading?
You know, actually, I have.
Yeah, isn't that the best?
You know what? That's the first good thing I've heard you say to me all day.
That's the best. You can put it on everything.
Yeah, actually,
I like
it.
You can put it on top of fried chicken.
Finally, you're telling me something good.
I go to Popeyes. I get the Popeyes. I dip it in the Captain Crunch and then refry it. Jesus, that's good.
Oh, that's good. See?
I think
you at least are closing out on a good note.
Let me think of all my favorite hot foods.
And I hope that you soon,
Jambalaya.
A pleasure to kiss a woman. I mean, that's a
chili
thing you're missing out on there, my man.
Szechuan beef.
But for me, here's the thing.
Egg rolls with hot sauce. Egg rolls. Can you put hot sauce on egg rolls?
I think myself, woman or sex?
Yeah, food or sex?
Woman or sex? Food or sex?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Food or life?
What is first for you?
Olive oil poured over caramel.
For me, it's food. I love food.
Man, oh man.
I love hot food.
Huh. You mean the food comes before the women?
Have you ever been to New Orleans, Louisiana?
No, wait, I got to get this straight here.
We don't. We like our food. This is the show. We love to eat. Don't you love to eat?
We got
to
get our priorities in line, right?
Oh, man. I tell you, ever go to New Orleans? They have these things called
beignets,
and they put them on and they put powdered sugar on them.
Those are so good.
Oh, my God.
Beignets,
you buy caramel sauce, and you can dip the beignets in the caramel sauce.
Who would want to be with a girl?
Oh, man, I love that.
We could have a nice beignet.
Oh my! You know, before the bottom half of my stomach turned purple, my house had a walk-in pantry full of gummy things.
Oh man! It's actually purple?
Yeah, it's purple in it's very white in areas and very purple in other areas.
Did I tell you I'm missing a foot?
Right. A whole foot or just a toe?
He had it amputated.
Whole foot.
He had his foot amputated last spring.
So you're the man? Are you the man with the Tabasco sauce?
What's that?
Are you the man with the Tabasco sauce?
Yeah, he's got... This is the interview we're doing.
Oh, the hot sauce.
Hot sauce.
What's your website?
What's the website?
What's the website?
The website is Extreme Food.
Extreme Food. Can you put it on artichokes?
I have
I only eat artichokes if they're deep fried. I had my foot amputated.
You deep fry an artichoke in Captain Crunch and then pour death sauce all over.
I've never tried that. You love to eat.
Thank you so much for having you on your show.
I'll have my foot amputated.
I've enjoyed the time we've had together.
Delicious.
This is good.
Thanks a lot, man. It really was nice.
You want to mention any other extreme foods?
I'm starved.
Hello?
Yeah.
What do we got to do to get some food in here?
Can we get some more bread?
I'm starved. Hello?
I want some more bread.
I can't feel the left side of my...
You're listening.
Body.
Do we love to eat?
Oh my gosh. Can I have some milk, please?
Some milk. Put sugar in it like he likes.
No Splenda.
None of the artificial sweeteners that makes him throw up.
Hold on, please.
Where are my eggs? Where are my goddamn eggs?
Yeah. Ah.
Go talk to him, Rob. Jesus.
Blair.
Oh.
Hello?
I'll be using this voice for the rest of the day.
Gone.
He left us?
Yeah.
Oh.
Who cares about this hot stuff?
Did you
eat all those pastries?
No.
I would stuff them in my mouth, then spit them out, then get some more, then spit them out. And after a while, you're over there doing the crazy voice.
Yeah.
The only thing I could think of was just grabbing this and just going, yeah. I love to eat. And then when you would talk, I would go like this. I love.
You ever eat a pastry, spit it out into a bowl, and then pour milk on it? He's really throwing up now. Are you okay?
Choking on crumbs, probably. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Get the paddles.
Same color as your stomach.
No.
Oh, man. Thank God. Most of us didn't think you're living past Cinco de Mayo.
Oh.
God.
It's not a heart attack. It's that thing when you, my eyes get all red.
I know.
And watery. It's
there you go.
Choking. Oh.
All better now.
God.
Well.
Yeah.
We love to eat.
Good. We love to eat.
Uh-huh.
Jesus, that's yummy.
We love to eat. So what was the guy, what was that? The guy was pushing, what, a hot sauce?
A hot sauce that's got a Scoville rating of 6 million.
Ooh. And carve up 30 lean cuisines, you get a real platter. Got to make it the same, though.
You ever suck the jelly out of a jelly donut?
Lean cuisine lasagna on a sub roll.
Brother.
Heaven.
Brother.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he had his little agenda, and that's what he wanted.
Sure. Yeah, but that's why we had him on the show.
Of course. Exactly.
I loved doing that. It was great. And way to go, Mike. You didn't use one of those pieces of food as a prop or
no.
either.
Yeah. No, because, you know, unlike you, you spit it out. If I ate it, I'd swallow it. Hallelujah. And instantly keeping track.
Yes.
7 pounds. I said to the listener, 8 pounds. It's actually 7 pounds since the beginning. So,
very good.
I'll check in.
A great start.
Regularly.
And also, yeah, I don't want to make it like I'm Mr. Willpower. Mm-hmm. Another really good reason I didn't eat any of that stuff, I'm guessing it's been here since this morning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
These are like dried out, awful, the gnarly pastries.
Yeah, but I'd eat them.
No, they're delicious.
I'd eat them all.
I don't think you would.
You didn't enjoy them when they hit your palate?
They tasted awful. Buzz, you're having one now.
I'm having some bran, but bran always tastes like cardboard. So.
Just take a bite. Do like Elton John did. Remember when we heard about that Elton John diet?
Right.
He would eat something, he would take a bite of it to get the taste, then he would spit it out.
Yeah.
Just take a... I mean, I don't want you to break your diet, but just take a bite and tell me if you don't think those stink.
Yeah. Well, it's sort of like asking an alcoholic to swish it around in his mouth and then spit it out.
And... don't they stink?
No, I just enjoyed it.
No, no, you didn't. Now spit.
No.
No, spit.
No.
Spit.
No, I'm not.
Spit.
Wrestle it away from it. Take the... step away from the muffin.
Mike, spit.
No, no, no.
Spit. Spit.
No. Step
on,
away from the muffin.
Spit it, Mike. Good man. Good man. Proud of you.
You're all bastards.
I'm proud of you, Mike. Way to go.
Thanks a lot. I relapsed.
The muffin is not your friend.
He relapsed.
Why? No, I don't why. Give me the platter. Give me the whole platter.
The whole tray?
Oh, God.
Yeah, I liked the flavor. Truly did.
really did. Look at that, man. I mean, it might be a little old, but it's still flour.
Better with hot sauce.
Mm.
Okay, thank you, Lee, hot sauce guy. That's a new feature called We Love to Eat.
We love to eat.
We love to eat.
Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. You ever butter your pizza?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Makes it buttery. Anything's better if it's buttery. God, I love it. Just a cheese with butter. Real butter.
Be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Lard or fat.
Okay. Gotcha.
Do not eat fried foods. Do not eat bread.
Okay.
Do not eat bananas, grapes, watermelon, or any fruits other than grapefruit or cantaloupe.
Bananas.
Do not eat spaghetti or macaroni of any kind.
Mm-hmm.
Do not eat pizza. Do not eat popcorn, potato chips, or pretzels. Do not eat puddings or custard.
What did you say, nougat?
Do not eat ice cream, frozen custard, or frozen yogurt. Do not eat cookies, pies, cakes, pancakes, waffles, or any baked goods.
Nougat?
Do not eat chocolate, caramel, fudge, nougat, nuts.
There we go.
Don and Mike Show.
I love it.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready.
Okay, I get it. You're joking. Well, I've got a sense of humor. I laugh at Tony Danza. Of course, if you aren't joking, I feel bad and I apologize.
I laugh at Tony Danza.
I laugh at Tony Danza. I laugh at Tony Danza.
All right, that's it.
You know what I'm going to talk about, right?
Yeah.
You? Well, thank you, but that information is absolutely useless.
Greatest video.
They go together like porno books and diced cheese. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, normally we'll tell you to go to our website for the link. We don't have the link up yet. Tony Danza, who was a guest on our show one time, has a like an Ellen DeGeneres type talk show.
Uh-huh.
And he was out filming a segment with, I think, Rusty Wallace from NASCAR.
Yeah,
where they were racing these little go-karts. And
it was too funny.
He really cracked up. I mean,
rolled it.
The thing rolled. He did not have a helmet on.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's a great video, Buzz.
Incredible. I don't know. Great. How banged up was he?
He's fine.
He is?
He's fine. He walked away from it.
He's Danza. A klutz. Didn't he have an accident rollerblading, too? I mean, this guy, I mean, in addition to being marvelously talented with a great cabaret act, he's a klutz.
He is. It's funny.
It's great that at first the TV stations were showing it and saying, actor Tony Danza had quite a disturbing moment today.
Right.
Please don't be offended by these scenes. But then the more that they played it and they played it, then like towards the end of the newscast or the whatever show it was, the Today Show, by the end of the show, they're like, hey, did you see the tape of that guy?
It was impossible not to laugh at, just because it's Tony Danza. You see him coming around this corner in this red go-kart, and he just rolls the thing over these tires.
Wow. So we don't have that for you on the website today. I'm sorry. We also don't have our pictures of Tara Reid at the Kentucky Derby. We've got a problem getting these things because they're not from one of our usual services that we use to get pictures. This is a I got the story, but no picture. Tara Reid was at the Kentucky Derby this weekend. She was drunk. Oh, first, before she got drunk, they wouldn't let her in because she didn't have the proper pass.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So she actually did the whole don't you know who I am thing,
uh-huh.
and then got the people screaming, let Tara in.
Okay.
Let Tara in. So she got inside, and then she downed, now the report says, 8 Great Goose martinis.
All right.
In a 90-minute period.
And she's a little bit of a thing.
And this is, and I imagine her periods only last about 90 minutes. She's so delicate. Her Daisy, Tara Reid's Daisy.
Oh, chrysanthemum.
She was trying to pick up.
It's an orchid.
She was trying to pick up Usher.
Mm-hmm.
And he wouldn't have anything to do with her, and a bunch of celebrities. And anyway, the picture that we have of her that we can't put up on the website yet because we don't know where it came from. We're not sure if it's true or not. The story describes her dirty dress.
Oh,
yeah. like from a fall.
Well, they're speculating that it's a combination of being drunk,
mm-hmm.
falling on the ground, but also there was the essence of vomit, and also there's the thought that maybe she had an Axodent.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah. So we've got a picture. I don't know if we can put it up on the website, because I don't know if it's Photoshopped.
Right.
But this is a relatively true story. Where did I get this from? MSNBC.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Also at the Kentucky Derby, let's see, that guy from Lost was there.
Mm-hmm.
A guy, Matthew Fox, was there.
Apparently, you know, when you see the Kentucky Derby, it has this image of the big hats and the sundresses,
right,
and kind of a old southern gentleman look, right, to it. And it's really a drink-a-thon, like all these horse races, yeah, are.
So besides the Tara Reid stuff, here's other stuff that's being reported, that Matthew Fox, the guy from Lost, mm-hmm, he sprayed bottles of champagne all over the celebs and was so drunk he fell in the pool. Tori Spelling splashed her hands in the chocolate fondue fountain. And Rebecca Romaine and
that
Jerry...
That wasn't chocolate.
Jerry O'Connell and Rebecca Romaine would not stop making out.
Jerry O'Connell.
Oh, and let's see, Kid Rock showed up with two chicks, one white, one black. They had sex.
Oh, really?
That's always a bonus.
Very exciting.
The weird thing at Churchill Downs, it's not classy like at the infield at the Preakness. There's a lot of drinking.
Oh, my God. I made the mistake one year when I lived in Laurel, Maryland, which is where another racetrack is.
Right.
Beautiful.
You lived right off 198, didn't you?
Sunny, yes, 197, the Willow Lake Apartments.
197.
And one morning when I was doing a morning show, I got up early in the morning, and they were having these, it looked to me like maybe it was a drug deal.
Ah.
And so this happened like, it would happen three mornings a week, and I got up one morning and said, I'm going to be a sleuther. I'm going to write down a license plate. And I leaned over trying to casually back out of my parking space, and I look in the all of these cars that were mostly Cadillacs that were pulled in there had muddied over the license plate.
Uh-huh.
And I looked up from one, and a guy was staring right at me.
Yeah.
And I thought I was going to die. Mm-hmm. It was a wonderful place to live.
Yeah, very.
But I had a party there after the Preakness. It was the biggest mistake I ever had. All my friends had gone to the Preakness, and I had a party just that particular night. And you know what it's like when you prepare your apartment for a party, everybody's going to come over, and all of a sudden at 9:30, these people with stupid hats show up, and it's like,
I took Mrs. Spiewak once to the Preakness infield. We saw three people throw up from the car to the infield, and the best one, and I'll never forget this, to get to the infield, there's a tunnel, a concrete tunnel under the track, and it's weird, and it just echoed that splatter.
I don't know how it is at the Kentucky Derby, but I know at the Preakness, that's the one in Baltimore,
right,
where they start the coverage like at 8 in the morning on the TV stations, and it's the one day of the year that they don't care about drinking, and they don't care what the message is that they're giving.
Right.
It's like,
right,
I'm Sally Thorner in the infield, it's 8 o'clock in the morning, and say, those brews sure do look appetizing.
Yeah.
And then they've got the drunk guy who's got the two beers and the hat on his head, and those big funnel things that come down to the mouth.
One of the things at the Preakness is you wear goofy hats. It's a goofy hat day. It's kind of a mockery of the Kentucky Derby where they all wear their big hats. So about 10 of my friends had Jester hats on. And, you know, to see people that are already loaded with the Jester hats on, it's a great day. I can't wait to go this year.
Don and Mike, hello.
You're performing.
Hi.
Hello, hi there.
I just want to let you know that Rob was right about Tony Danza being a big klutz. He saw some stills from the episode a few weeks back.
That's great.
Oh, and Rob would be a Gentile lover.
What's that?
A what?
Rob would be a what?
A Gentile lover.
A Gentile lover.
Right. Thank you.
We're still playing the G games from before. Hello,
hi, lady.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm confused. So the guy was able to get off the island from Lost to go to the Kentucky Derby?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right, sir.
It's a miracle.
That's right.
Is that going to be an episode?
Bob Denver was there also.
You know, and I say to people about that show, I'm Lost, and they think I'm making a joke.
Right.
But I'm doing like a Larry way. I'm lost because I have never seen.
I watched the initial episode and I never stayed with it.
Never
and I'm bummed
it
out that I didn't.
Yeah. Mike, I don't know if you've heard this about Robert Blake. you know, there's been all the stories that he had, like, I don't know, $25 million before this whole thing with that girl that he shot so bad.
Right.
That he liked so bad at the restaurant he liked so bad.
Oh, brother.
And now he's down to $125,000, and he's being sued in a civil court, and he was deposed yesterday, and he lost his temper, and he yelled and screamed, and he now says that he has a plan. He wants to get the following people to speak on his behalf.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
He was going to do this during the murder trial.
Right.
He didn't have a chance. He's going to use this now when he's being deposed in the civil suit. Here are the people that Robert Blake has chosen to stand up for him.
Okay, to speak for him?
Yes.
Character witnesses.
Gavin McLeod.
The captain on the love boat. Mm-hmm.
Suzanne Plachette.
Oh, who wouldn't want her?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Lindsay Wagner.
the bionic woman
he likes so bad.
Wow.
Now, here is his thought.
Does he base this on friendships with them?
No, he's not friends. They are simply stars from TV shows in the 1970s.
Wow.
He thinks that they have some credibility. He says, now I'm going to quote him here from the LA Times. Robert Blake said, "Everybody loves celebrities. I want to bring the celebrities to my trial."
Uh-huh.
"Would you come to the courthouse if it was just me? Or would you come to see the captain of the love boat?" Wow. "How about Bob Newhart's wife or the bionic woman?" On a separate issue, Robert Blake gives his opinion about jurors.
Okay.
He says, "The ones who stay have an 85 IQ.
Oh.
And you know when Johnny Cochran stands up there and says, if it doesn't fit, you must acquit?
Uh-huh.
Everybody thought he was an idiot, but the jury digs that.
Yeah.
Because they're the people who go bowling.
Hey, you know, he dodged a bullet. He's not going to jail. So he's now just completely out of control.
He needs the money. He needs the money.
It's easier to dodge a bullet if you're firing it.
He's a swinging daisy, and he's waiting to get the captain of the love boat to come say what a great guy he is.
Man, they go bowling. They don't know crap.
Renee Zellweger got married to Kenny Chesney. So
homo.
Stop that about Kenny Chesney, at least for the moment.
Uh-huh.
I always get this guy's name wrong. The guy that played Jesus, Jim
Caviezel.
Jim Caviezel. Since the Pope croaked, there's all these stories about him. He went to Rome for the funeral.
Uh-huh.
The guy that played Jesus in the movie.
Well, before he got cast as Jesus, he had a rap as he's like Mel Gibson. I think he's that segment of Catholicism that's almost radical.
Well, he thinks that he was friends with the Pope. He thinks that the Pope really liked him. And he has just told, I don't know who this is, we got some website. Anyway, he said the Pope had a great sense of humor.
Yeah.
And now here is the joke that he told the Pope. He says, on the many times that this guy used to meet with the Pope, according to him, he would tell the Pope Jesus jokes.
Right.
Okay, because the Pope was so cool.
Uh-huh.
So he says now, here's his quote. I say to the Pope, "Hey, Pope." That was a great one to say, "Hey, Pope."
"Yo, Pope.
I think Jesus was Italian. He didn't leave home till he was 30. He always hung out with the same 12 guys, and his mom thought he was God."
Okay, he told that joke to the Pope?
Yeah. Now he says,
pretty daring to tell a joke to the Pope.
So he says, "Now I think I've gone too far." So he says to the Pope, after he tells him this joke, "Are you mad at me?" And the Pope says, "No, I always believed Jesus was Polish." Okay.
But wouldn't he have met the Pope when the Pope was at that shaky stage?
Yeah.
Too? Yeah, right.
So, you know.
Correct. Oh, and about shaky. Van Halen. You know things are bad with Van Halen when it's Michael Anthony that's coming out making the statements about what's happening with the group.
Oh, dear. The other guy's incapable.
So, you know, they started the reunion tour, the Get Back Together tour, the Share tour.
Mm-hmm.
They've dropped that now. Michael Anthony says there's a reason that they're not going out on tour. This is in Rolling Stone. And it's because Eddie won't stop drinking.
Oh, dear. Just like it was when they stopped the tour in the first place.
He says, "I hate to talk smack about anybody in the band,
uh-huh,
but, you know, Eddie, he's still drinking and everything."
Oh, dear.
"There were nights when Eddie was like on a roller coaster, you know, up and down. And if it was me, I'd like to see him totally clean up if we're going to take this thing further, because, like, God, I could have gone all the way around the world with it."
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, dude.
I'd love to see Van Halen get back together. especially with Sammy Hagar.
I'd like to see Eddie get back together.
Well, I mean, think they did.
It's just a shame.
The last time they got together, it was with Sammy Hagar.
But it lasted, what, 2 weeks or 3 weeks?
Well, he's telling us because Eddie's on the bottle.
Yeah, they were talking about Eddie would be just non-functional on stage. I'd still pay money to see that.
Poor Valerie.
You know, do the Brian Wilson thing. You get another guy, you know, get a backup guitarist.
Let's see, American Idol is on tonight. If you go to the to those offshore betting sites, Carrie Underwood is your current leader. If you want to bet, she's the favorite, followed by Von Zell, then Bob Ice, Bo Bice, and Tracheotomy Boy. He's at 40 to 1. He's your long shot.
There are a lot of articles being written about American Idol and how they've blown it this year, that the really talented people have already been cast aside. So who knows what's going to happen? You're going to have to wait and see.
I hope that they address the whole Paula Abdul thing tonight, because she was on Saturday Night Live. I didn't see it, but everybody's heard about it. She did that thing where she mocked herself, and I've seen Simon being interviewed about it, and I hope tonight that they say something about it.
Probably won't. It's too tightly controlled.
Yeah,
Wouldn't it be great, though, if they came out and just said...
Even
if she didn't say it. It was like, you know, one of the other dopes come out going, Paula, you've been through so much, and... We don't care if you bang everybody in the audience. Oh, hold on.
The flowers last week. Apparently, that was the contestants.
Yes.
With the sign. And they blew it because they brought the flowers over, and it looked like they were handing them to Randy and Simon. It just didn't look
right. They each got one flower. She got a bouquet from five remaining contestants.
Because she treats them all so nice. Right. Here you go. We were talking about blindies before, and here's news for your blindies. This is funny. Too funny, Stevie Wonder blind music.
Okay.
Blind music news, Stevie Wonder. He's blind.
Yes.
What? Stevie Wonder, I'm just telling you right now, he's blind. Blind as a bat.
Calm down, Rob.
Stevie Wonder is making the first blind music video.
Cool.
Now, we are going to get a copy of this when it is released next Monday.
Good.
It'll be on Yahoo Music. Stevie has a new song called So What the Fuss.
Mm-hmm.
And... the video for blind people, the way that it's been described to me, is the blind person sits down and puts the video in.
Okay.
And then, well, give me a record. The song starts, and Stevie, or somebody, describes what's happening.
I see. Right.
Let me see. Up until now, music videos have been one-dimensional for those with blind or low vision. Now, all music video fans will be able to apply their vision to Stevie's video. Okay, they're all on a stage right now. They're playing a tambourine. There's Belinda Carlisle. She's going to be bulimic in a couple of years. There's Jane. Now they're really jumping up and down.
They're bouncing up and down. There's a close-up of Belinda. Back to the rest of the band. Another close-up of Belinda. Back to a another close-up of Belinda.
How great is that, though?
Pretty great.
Music videos for blind people.
They're like the Go-Go's?
Yeah.
Quick shot of the drummer. Very quick shot of the drummer.
Okay, now they're in a fountain. Now they're driving in a car. Now they're water skiing.
Now Belinda just bit the head off a live bat.
Now they're having sex with eight guys. Anyway, thank you, Stevie Wonder, for making music videos for the blind.
I like the title of the song. Maybe it'll be good. Maybe the song itself will be a hit.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, hello.
Hi there.
Hey, I was just going to say that I saw one of the few shows when Van Halen got back together a while back.
Oh, where are you calling from? Where did you see them? Where are you from?
Well, I'm from Reno, but we drove down to Oakland to see them.
Okay.
And Eddie was wasted. And he looked like he's 65 years old. He has no front teeth. And we couldn't believe it. I kept asking my wife. I said, does he not have any front teeth?
Eddie has always kind of looked like his front teeth were shorter than the other ones. Mm-hmm. Eddie always had that kind of, look.
He always had that grin, like in that Hunt for Teacher video where he's dancing on the tables. It's really,
puppy-eyed, no-teeth Eddie.
Borderline retard look.
Yeah, almost. Exactly.
And no offense.
Until he plays the guitar, Don.
Like, no offense to the greatest guitarist of all time.
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up, Don and Mike?
Hi there.
Hey, Mike. You missed the point when they handed the bouquet of flowers to Paula.
Okay.
Simon and Randy were trying to be funny by taking them away like they were meant for them.
You know what? That's one point that I'm glad I missed.
Okay. Thank you, my friend.
You guys,
You've got to catch the subtle nuance.
Yeah, the subtle nuances of American Idol. What's wrong with me?
Glad you get the jokes. One thing, what?
I was going to say, that guy, it was nice that he called in. That was the voice that actually is going to narrate the Stevie Wonder video.
Here you go. Here's a feel-good. You're going to like, here's the only thing bad about this feel-good. Mm-hmm. Nobody dies.
All right.
But it still is great.
Damn it.
There's a town in Russia called Perm. And
everybody has curly hair.
There's a guy that's out barbecuing with his gal, uh-huh. and he decides to impress her. What he wants to do is fling these shish kebab skewers. He wants to throw them into a tree.
Okay.
Because he's barbecuing and he's shish kebabbing, and then he wants to show her afterwards, as he takes the meat and the vegetables off, he wants to throw them in a tree and impress her.
Why is he going to throw them in a tree?
Because he wants to impress her. He wants to throw them like swords.
Oh, okay. So throw the whole skewer.
Yeah, right. Throw the whole thing at a tree and hopefully get it, you know,
stick
in there.
Gotcha. All right.
So he threw the very first one.
Yeah.
He missed the tree.
Okay.
He threw the very second one. Uh-huh. Missed the tree. Threw the third one right into his girlfriend's skull.
Oh, man.
It did not go deep enough to kill her.
But she got to eat on the way to the hospital.
Yeah. That's all. That's to me, that's great.
Oh, man.
That's just great. I mean, the only thing that can make it better is if she died, but she's alive.
Oh, Boris!
She's alive.
Boris, I am bleeding.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello there.
Speak to us.
Hold on. I know we have blindies calling. Hello?
Hello?
Ah, see, blind people are always just one beat behind us. Hello?
Hi, my blind friend.
Hi.
Hi.
What can we do for you?
I was just going to say that the pop-up video for blind people, it's really not that funny.
Okay, you know what? We'll let that go because he's a blindie.
Are you really blind?
Hello?
He's gone.
He's gone. All right, well, I don't care.
I don't think we give him a free pass.
No. You think he has the skim milk eyes?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I was just going to say that new videos for the blind, that you always say that radio is not that exciting. That could be an incredibly new format.
Now, are you blind?
On the radio. No, I'm not.
You're not blind.
Good.
Okay, only blindies, please.
These seem to be lame comments, and they should only be accepted from blind people.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I'm not blind.
You're not blind?
No, but I was able to read the internet.
Congratulations, God has smiled on you.
I couldn't see him, though. No, actually, I read on the internet today that the narrator for the Stevie Wonder video is Busta Rhymes.
Oh, really?
Okay, thank you.
No problem.
Good to know. That would be three calls on this topic, and I don't know whether it's because it's the blind or because it's people that are
the blind.
Concerned about the
do
blind.
Do you like the blind?
They're slowing the show down.
Yeah. I don't mean that as a race. Do you like the blindies? And
blind.
I call them a race, like they're a race of people.
That's right.
I want to tell you something. I want no blacks and no blinds by me.
Blind.
I understand that you feel an error, but it's never wrong to classify.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Big auto.
One more call. Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing very well, thanks.
We've seen Van Halen here, and Eddie still has the chords in his guitar, so he can't run very far. He was so wasted. We were on his side of the
You seen him?
Stage. Oh, my God. He was hitting the bottle hard back there. In between, he was loaded. My wife threw a shirt at him. He didn't even know where it came from. He just threw it back.
All right, well, I'm glad you've seen it. All right, have a good shish kebab.
And that's the test most state troopers use now.
Yeah.
You have to know where the T-shirt came from or they'll haul you in.
He would have paid attention if it was a bra.
A bra.
He would have liked that.
He was not a blindie,
Eddie.
Only blindies can comment on blindie issues.
Absolutely. That should be a hard and fast rule.
Fair except enough. For us. We're the eyes and the ears of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Yeah, I'm not a blind person, but I play one on TV.
Okay, that's it. It's official.
Okay, that's it. Done.
Unfortunately, none of the blind calls worked.
Is this really a blind guy? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, sir. Look,
every single call thus far, they've put blind, but we've been fooled by
pretenders.
People who aren't blind.
That's right.
Louis Jelly at your service.
Louis Jelly?
Yes, sir.
That's your name?
That is my name.
Would you please pass the jelly?
Wow.
Yeah, will you please pass the jelly? Yes,
how long have you been blind?
All my life. Except when I was little, I was in the incubator. I was born in 55, so they put babies in the incubator because I was 5 pounds and 4 ounces.
This blind guy's got the real story about how he became blind.
Yeah. What's your favorite color?
Huh?
What's your favorite color?
Red.
Red.
Well, how do you know what red looks like?
It's corduroy.
Yeah. Okay, come on, you ruined my joke.
It's an old joke.
Doesn't mean it's not a good joke.
That's right. That's right.
Can you offer any insight on this whole blind discussion?
Well, I went to school for the blind. I hated Stanton. I hated that damn place.
Stanton was the school for the blind?
Yes.
Okay.
VSDB, the Virginia School for the Deaf and Blind.
Now, do you think blind people need music videos?
Do they need music videos?
Yes, do you need them?
I don't need them because I have a lot of CDs, but I like listening to them.
Uh-huh. All right, so would you like a description? Would you like a narrated music video?
That's what I'm asking.
No, hell no.
You do not?
Huh. No.
Interesting. Have you dated or are you a married guy?
Hell no, I'm not married.
Have you dated many sighted people?
How would he know?
Oh, I ain't dated that many sighted people.
How would he know? How do you know anything?
Well, they drive. They drive the car.
The other people do.
Yeah.
That's right.
But, I mean, how would this guy know anything about anybody he's ever been with?
Well, if he's in the car and he's talking to the person,
well,
and the car doesn't slam into a tree, he knows they can see.
Let me explain it to you.
I know he knows.
Blind people make the best lovers. They feel that way.
Okay. And you've had an active sex life?
Oh, no, I ain't that active sex life. The last one was six months ago.
Blind people are giving lovers?
Oh, damn right.
All right.
Do you ever watch TV that has that descriptive service?
No.
Okay, I was just curious if you like that or...
No.
What do you think the most attractive part of a woman is?
I can't say.
Use an initial.
TNA.
TNA. TNA is fine. We accept that. And how do you enjoy our show, Being Blind?
I love your show. I listen every... 1990... I've been listening to it since the 80s.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Very nice.
Do you listen to other shows? Do you listen to, I don't know, Seinfeld? Do you
Because
that's the only way that we can, like, be equal. Mm-hmm. Do you listen to CSI? Do you listen to Will and Grace?
Do you have a favorite TV show?
I listen to Sanford and Son, Dark Shadows. I listen to Andy Griffith. Mm-hmm. I listen to, what the hell? I listen to videos on the VH1 and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite movie?
My favorite movie? You're going to kill me. You're going to hate
it. It's funny, Mike, with a blind.
You're going to hate it.
I know.
You're going to hate it. I'm going to tell you right now.
Maybe not.
The Wizard of Oz.
The Wizard of Oz.
That's okay.
If you're blind, I bet The Wizard of Oz is a trip.
I've seen The Wizard of Oz 50 times.
Can you tell me, if you've seen it 50 times, tell me exactly when does it go from black and white to color?
Oh, hold on.
When she walks through the door.
Wow.
Do you like silent movies?
Wait,
hold on a second. Wait, he answered that question.
He got that one right, Robin.
He got that right when the house lands and she walks through the door.
I'm sure somebody told him, though.
How do you know that?
What?
How do you know that?
I hear it.
No, you don't hear that.
I do hear it.
Hold on.
The door closes when she walks through another door, and then she goes outside. That means it's in color.
And there is like an angelic chorus.
There's an angelic chorus that comes out.
Yeah, exactly.
Would you rather be blind or deaf?
Blind.
Right. Why is that?
I can't hear the Don and Mike show.
Well, that's beautiful. That's very nice of you to say.
You have to compliment the blind guys doing the best call in this entire thing.
No, absolutely. Blindy, you've been fantastic.
Hey, listen, I have to ask you something.
Yes, sir.
Please.
What?
I have tried and tried and tried to get through. Please. I love the store. I love Tower Records. Please give me a Tower Records gift card, for God's sake.
He's begging for a $20 gift card.
A blind guy?
Yes. I love CDs. Every time I go to Tower, I find something that I don't know that's out
there. He likes seeing it.
Yeah, Don's beginning to chuckle in that way that he does when he's going to do something nakedly cruel.
Not really, Mike. Would you just say for the record?
What's that?
Say for the record, what's your affliction?
My affliction? I'm blind.
And how long have you been blind?
I've been blind for almost 50 years.
Would you like a couple of CDs?
A couple of CDs? Yes.
Yes. Beg me.
Please, give this blind bastard a Tower gift card.
You have to do what you do on stage for him.
Whenever we have a blind person in one of our live shows, I do a little. This is a little special thing. Just
a little special dance.
Dance.
The point of the butt dance.
Okay, just beg me a little more. Just say you're blind.
I'm blind. I need a Tower gift card. Please, Don and Mike, please. I love O'Meara's, by the way.
If you could.
I love O'Meara's. Wow, you gave me a plug.
But I love it.
I'll drive the CDs to your house.
If you could, would you be standing in front of us selling pencils right now?
If you want me to.
All right, sure. Come on. What the hell, blind guy? Congratulations. Enjoy your Tower Records $20 gift card from Tower.com. Entertain yourself.
I'll do that. And keep up the good work, boys.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Hold on a second. Hold on.
Wait till he takes that card to the tower and finds out it's a Wendy's coupon.
And his last name was Jelly.
That's right.
That's right.
I forgot what his first name was.
So do I.
Mr.
Oh,
Louis Jelly.
Mr. Jelly. Mr. Jelly. And you know, I'm surprised Glenn hasn't checked in.
But it's the second guy that we liked that was blind that's Southern.
Blind Glenn. Yeah, I mean, maybe. Blind Glenn from Las Vegas.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
God damn it. What is wrong with this one? There we go. We just get real fast to Bridget Jones.
Hello?
Send him an empty envelope. Or send him an envelope that has a card inside that says, the joke's on you, blindy.
Better. Send him an envelope with a plastic card that says, this is a sticker.
That's the winner.
Oh, my
That's
God.
That's the winner, Rob. Okay, bye, Bridge. Beth Ann? Oh,
she didn't seem to enjoy that, Rob.
There she goes, Rob. That's the greatest.
Oh, fun with affliction.
That's the greatest.
Freeze!
Ben Affliction. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
In the name of Jesus, recreate the eardrums. Yay! Amen. Say it, amen. Amen.
I hear you, but I can't understand.
You don't know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Well, say it.
You asked me if I knew what you said.
Well, that's what I said. You ready to be healed?
Yeah.
Ooh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hold on, there's more. Wait a minute.
Now, foul death spirits come.
Incredibly, they have passed from Don and Mike.
Sorry, there was more there. More than just foul deaf spirits. Hold on.
Now, foul deaf spirits come.
Ow!
And remember, Ernest Ainsley didn't do it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, E.A.
Yeah.
Okay, here's where we are in the show.
All right.
Tremendously behind.
Oh, dear.
Tremendously behind.
Mm-hmm. That happens occasionally.
Let's see. Buzz is standing by with news and comments.
Yes, I am.
We've also got the grab bag.
Mm-hmm.
Here's some of the topics we have for today's grab bag.
All right.
Robert the Mailman in Tokyo, where it is already tomorrow. Where it's already Thursday, or Wednesday, whatever tomorrow
is. He's made his way to Tokyo?
Yeah. Although something tells me that's not going to be a one-minute phone call with Robert Mailman.
No way.
Although pleased to be checking out his teeth on DonandMikeWebsite.com. And Bridget Jones tells me that she thinks we've got a dentist now willing to take care of Robert's teeth.
Wonderful.
Is it a Haitian dentist?
Also in our grab bag today, we've got... Well, we still got the 80-year-old woman who rescued her 67-year-old neighbor from an apartment fire. We've got the people from the Girl Scouts mad because they're suing people that didn't pay for cookies.
Right.
We got a guy who auctioned off a slice of toast with his drawing of the runaway bride on eBay.
Wow.
The winning bid was $15,000, and now that person has refused to pay.
Ooh, that's bad when you do that. But you take that chance on the eBay.
You deserve that.
Then we still got the Cub Scout that sold 10 tons of popcorn. The people who named their kid Jake 2.0. Scott Sable's aunt. And, of course, that nerd, Jeff Tweeden, who's still waiting in line for the Star Wars movie. All of those things, plus Robert Mailman.
Yes. Here's what I think.
And Buzz looking at me with puppy dog eyes like, are we going to do any news today?
Here's what I think.
What?
You need to do something quick here, right? Right.
Well, we can just go to Buzz.
We could go to Buzz.
We can do that.
I was saying if you wanted to do something quick, you call Jeff Tweed and say, hey, you still on live the Star Wars movie? He says yes, and we say goodbye. Because really, well, that's the only one where you just... check in. We have nothing to say to that guy anymore. The guy's an asshat.
Hold on, Mike. You're throwing that around way too much.
I love it. It applies a lot.
I'm not trying Jeff Tweedy. We'll just try a quick hello to Robert.
That's a good idea. Robert's my favorite.
Jeff Tweedy, I would really like to chat with the cat, although I agree with you.
Okay. Do you speak English?
Hello. You're on the radio. Hold on, please. Hold on.
Rob's going to handle this.
You gotta,
yeah, our United Nations ambassador.
Someone
Okay, would you read that one?
While you're doing that, we'll get into the Buzz News show.
Very
now.
Good. Let Rob handle this because he's good with people from other lands.
All of this grab bag stuff we'll get to. You know, we were going to do something else with the dialing for transvestites. We didn't get to that
today. Oh,
my God. For goodness sakes.
You know why? Right.
Too many blindies today.
Yeah, the blindies. We had to cater to them.
Too many blindies.
It's ringing. Hold on.
The show kind of lost its way.
When she's okay, I get blind jokes.
Thank you.
Oh, you know, that reminds me. I saw the commercial for that ABC show with the blind guy.
Oh, the blind cop.
You mean the cop?
Yeah.
Which looks like a dumb premise to me.
It does.
I didn't even dig Daredevil, even though it was relatively true to the comic. The ad that I saw for that show looks exactly like what I would do, though.
Right.
If I was dealing with a blind guy who's going to be a hard time,
mm-hmm.
they drive him out like to the middle of an industrial field,
right.
and they just kick him out of the car.
Sure.
And the promo... The promo they're running on ABC is just a blind guy running around going, I can't see! I don't know where I am!
Uh-huh. He couldn't be a cop. He couldn't qualify for the firearm.
Right. Blind justice.
In one episode...
Just spoke to the Orient.
Carried a gun.
Yes.
What time is it in Japan?
It's
tomorrow. It's tomorrow.
8 a.m.?
Yeah.
Time machine.
They're transferring me to the lasagna suite.
we'll just say hello to him. And then we'll talk to him tomorrow.
Hey, Robert.
Oh, good, you got it.
Hey, it's Rob with the Don and Mike show. Do you have about 20 minutes for Don and Mike?
20 minutes?
Hold on.
He's being cruel to Robert. He's being cruel. You're a cruel man, Rob.
Hey, Robert.
What's up, Don and Mike?
Hey, what's happening in
hey,
Tokyo?
Hey, how are you?
Oh, man, I'm having the time of my life over here.
Good.
Have you got any...
How are the poor people in America doing?
Have you had sex with any hot Japanese tricks?
All you want to know, man.
Yes.
Not yet.
Ah.
And besides, I got people to answer to back in America, so ixnay on the sex grade.
Okay, we got to run.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, buddy.
Bye.
Later. Hello?
Oh, God.
It's the small things in
That's
life.
Right. And I'd say there's a 2-to-1 shot. We might have woken him up.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know how you can tell? It was the dark room with the phone being searching.
Back. Yeah.
We definitely woke him up.
As soon as you got this thing, though.
Right.
That's where you know it's like early tomorrow.
No sex? Okay, got to run. Bye, Ben.
Buzz?
Checking in, yes.
Let's just dive into the news here.
All right.
Your lead story today is what?
Well, my headline, Out West, the Sheriff's Boys have a big shootout, big gunplay in old L.A. Monday morning in Los Angeles arrived, not with a whimper, but with a bang. 120 bangs, to be exact.
You know, I saw this on the news. They're replaying it constantly now. And, again, the thing that caught me about this story, struck me about the story, is that you see the cops going after this guy, who I guess is not armed. That's part of your story.
Right, right.
But they shoot, like, is it 120
rounds? 120
rounds. And... you expect it to be like on Starsky and Hutch, where
the guy's like bouncing up in the air.
No, where you hear, pow,
boom,
pow. What when it's really cops firing 120 rounds?
Right.
It sounded like Jiffy Pop Pop.
Oh, it's like firecrackers.
A snapping.
Sound,
yeah, right. Yeah.
More than anything else.
Although it was not. It was like. And then they show the guy's car just limping into the cop car. The guy's already, like, huddled over, and he's been shot 4 times.
Right.
And they shot 120 rounds?
That's how many rounds of ammunition L.A. County Sheriff's deputies fired into neighborhoods, unarmed citizens, and each other while pursuing a suspect.
Oh, yeah, I saw one of the cops.
They shot bystanders? One, yes.
Wow.
Yes.
And one of the cops that accidentally got shot, I think, didn't the bullet go through his vest? He had,
those are supposed to slow down bullets. They don't always stop them.
Right.
Especially at close range. 5 homes in Compton were riddled with bullet holes as the people inside ducked to escape the rounds that came through their windows. Internal Affairs is trying to decide if it was a case of contagious fire. Deputies firing because they thought shots fired by their colleagues were coming from the suspect.
Don, baby, how's it going?
A witness says the deputies fired the first shots in a chase that sometimes topped 35 miles an hour.
Wow.
The suspect who led the chase is Winston Hayes, who'd been driving around in his white Chevy Tahoe on Mother's Day playing his stereo. Winston's described as a hardworking man who was well known in the neighborhood where he grew up.
His brother Isaac.
The deputies were responding to a call about gunfire and were told to look for a white SUV.
His neighbors believe he was just showing off and, always a bad idea, teasing the police.
Oh.
So he's a goner.
No, he's fine.
Oh, he's alive. Yeah,
they shot him four times. He lives, though.
He was apprehended, but he's going to be okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, God, those crazy LA cops.
And that cops reminds me, last night, my wife was still down in South Carolina. She's back now, but she was down there, you know, moved my kid into college. And she was watching CSI. I was watching CSI. I'm sleeping. It's like 5 till 11. Phone rings, and she's, hi, are you watching CSI? I said, yeah, I guess I'm almost asleep. Why? And my wife never says stuff like this to me. She said, look at David Caruso's upper lip. Mm. And now I'm, you know, I've just fallen asleep and the TV's still on, so I do that.
Was it a Katie Holmes upper lip?
No, because here's what my wife said, and she was right when I actually had to rub the sleep out of my eyes. Like, she said, it looks like his upper lip looks like an ass. His David Caruso's upper lip looks like a man's buttock.
It's rounded.
After,
you know,
I reached out to her.
Yeah.
I don't know why she thinks my upper lip looks like an ass.
And I felt bad for poor Frida because she had woken me up with this. And I said, what?
What?
His face looks like an ass. And she said, isn't this the type of stuff that you love to talk about with Rob? Like, okay, bingo.
Sure.
You caught me.
She wanted to be on the princess phone.
But again, even last night on the CSI, when they were shooting people, it didn't sound like that pew, 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 from out in Compton.
If you don't agree with me, you can kiss my upper lip.
a taser delivers 50,000 volts of electricity.
Taser.
Incapacitating its victim. How would you feel about a police officer who tasered the woman who's 8 months pregnant with your baby? In Seattle,
is it my first wife or my second wife?
Is it your current wife?
It depends on what she's doing.
Whoever she might be at the time.
Well, I need to hear more.
It's a rhetorical question.
I know, but I want to give you
have to answer.
I want to give you a response.
Probably better for you if you don't, actually. Seriously, though, I mean that. It depends on what she's doing. In Seattle, a cop is being investigated for doing just this in a routine traffic stop. She was rushing her son to school that day. He says she was resisting arrest. She says she agreed to take the speeding ticket, but that she just refused to sign it. Officially, Seattle police say a taser benefits the public by reducing injuries to the officers and to the people they arrest.
And they are the best episodes of Cops. If you ever see a Cops where they do the taser, it's nothing better. There's nothing funnier. There's nothing funnier than watching a big guy be tasered.
Yeah.
Not as funny, though, when
I've seen it live.
An 8-month pregnant woman is
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Hey, it was St. Patrick's Day. It was one guy.
Sure. Look Around Cafe.
And one guy.
And he requested it.
Yeah, he did. He sure did.
I'll
tell you now, I know how to ask the cops for it.
Thanks. Look Around Cafe.
I know what to do.
So what do you say to the cops?
Huh? Well, no, it wasn't a question of saying. It was a question of doing. And it was a question of, you know, trying to take a swing at the cops. That's
that'll always get you in trouble.
Yeah.
I love that game at the boardwalk, taser tag.
Right.
Now, since it was my favorite stage, you can say you got O-tasered. Hey, you got O-shot.
The sparks are green on the same Well, this woman, 8 months pregnant, really posed no threat to anyone. She didn't take a swing at anyone. She just refused to sign her speeding ticket. The next thing you know, she's tasered. Quoting a sheriff's deputy commenting on the case, this just doesn't look good to the public.
Well,
but without the police...
Yes, we're both there.
I have to hear the entire story.
And exactly. Don't you think there's a chance of damage to the baby if you taser an 8-month pregnant woman who's not posing a threat to anyone?
First of all, there's the outside shot. Even an 8-month pregnant woman might just appear to be fat.
Uh-huh.
And there's a chance that she was completely out of line.
All right.
I back up the cops.
All Didn't harm me.
Well... You know, admittedly, without the police, who would arrest the people running a meth lab and having sex with dogs?
Oh, that is that!
In Titusville, Pennsylvania, two women have been charged with having intercourse with a male bull mastiff. The man who owns the place where this allegedly happened has also been arrested on that same charge.
Yeah!
He also faces charges of manufacturing methamphetamine. Police found out about the bestiality when they looked at a videotape they'd secretly recorded in the meth lab.
Oh, my goodness!
Police say they aren't sure if the meth is what made the trio such giving lovers.
That is an affectionate breed.
Wow!
We do have to break right here. What's coming up next?
When we return, we play a round of
How's your war on terror?
How's your war on terror?
Oh, man. Who let the dogs out?
This is the Don and Mike Show. And they are not the Don and Mike Show.
All right, well, facts are facts. Buzz's News Now brought to you by Duramax. World's number one sexual pleasure performance enhancer. Someone called for a doctor. Doctor developed, clinically tested, patented Duramax. Number one, does it really work? Call 1-888-TRY. Remax, dude. And now here's Buzz. Oh, I forgot to mention we're giving away NBA playoff tickets.
Ooh,
this week on the show. And the NBA playoffs on ABC Saturday night at 8. Only on ABC. Now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Hey, remember last week we were all pretty psyched to hear that Al-Qaeda's number three guy had been captured?
Oh, yes. We were super psyched.
It meant, we were told, that the capture of Osama bin Laden couldn't be. President Bush called it, and I quote, a critical breakthrough in the war. He called Abu Faraj al-Libi a top general and a major facilitator for the Al-Qaeda network.
Hey, Buzz?
Yes?
When you mentioned Bush, I know yesterday we mentioned him driving.
Yeah.
Did you see the video of him dancing?
He's dancing in Georgia. That was fantastic.
He does everything well. It's the best.
He's having a blast over there. You know,
he can't help himself.
A world where we're not really well received, he's getting incredible welcomes over there.
He dances. He does the whole, he got almost the chubby checker twist thing going.
I'm going to do my two-step here. Man, they're treating me. I finally found a country. They're digging me.
Did you see that car?
Oh, man, I like that thing.
Shut up!
Shut up!
Shut up!
Bunch of clowns in the back of that car. So the president especially was excited about the capture of Abu Faraj al-Libi, and in the days that followed, I read stories that said the truth serum, sodium pentothal, had proven worthless in getting the guy to talk, so had extreme questioning. But today comes the news that al-Libi is not and was not the number three man in Al-Qaeda. that he was, in fact, more like middle management at best.
Well, so he's like Michael Hughes.
The Pakistani officials who arrested al-Libi are trying to keep the excitement alive. Quoting one...
Michael Hughes is number two.
Quoting one, the capture of al-Libi will have made them all very apprehensive. So good news, we've made the enemy anxious.
Our general manager is not number three.
We're winning. Right,
let's make sure he's number two.
Now, since the 9/11 attacks, the U.S. has spent $4.5 billion on terrorism screening equipment, and billions of those dollars were spent on crappy equipment. In fact, a new report says most of that $4.5 billion was wasted. Nuclear weapons monitors that sound an alarm whenever they detect a banana or cat litter, and explosive detectors set off by a bottle of shampoo, according to the New York Times. There was also the chemical weapons monitor that doesn't go off until 36 hours after an attack.
Oh, my goodness!
Yeah, you're right, Rosie.
I've got to agree with you this time.
Quoting a former government advisor, we bought a lot of stuff that wasn't very effective.
I'm hearing you!
Yeah, I'm with you, baby. A Republican senator says we responded to 9/11 by spending money as rapidly as possible.
Thank you!
Okay, you can shut up now.
And is that
hackers got into our military's computer system last year? A lot. The breach last year in the Cisco Systems network allowed the repeated invasion of thousands of computers, including those belonging to the Pentagon.
Oh dear!
There's the hacking now. You can hear the sound of the hacking.
And that reminds me, what a great
explanation. I wouldn't have got
hacking. Yeah, hacking off. And it reminds me again what a great commercial Cisco got last night.
Yes, on 24. Yeah.
I think I'm getting a commercial again now because I'm so stupid. I keep saying that.
These computers that were invaded belong to the Pentagon, NASA, and various research labs.
Go, hack, go!
Thank you, Mike.
The security holes have now been plugged, but investigators say they cannot tell yet how much information has been stolen, destroyed, or damaged.
You're plugging that hole, Buzz?
At the moment, the investigation...
Keep plugging it.
The investigation centers on a 16-year-old boy in Sweden who's now been stopped. His computer equipment was confiscated. He was prosecuted as a juvenile and then released to his parents.
Yes, go back and have yourself some chocolate and cheese. Lars, what are you doing on the computer?
Somebody better ask Shelley about this. Shelley?
Shelley Hack.
The boy had invaded computers in his hometown.
Or why not Bill O'Reilly? He's a hack.
He's a hack.
He's just a hack.
Yeah.
He's King O'Hack.
He is. Boy had invaded computers in the U.S. and a half dozen other countries, mostly by stealing passwords with a Trojan horse virus.
All right, if we must play the game, though, I guess you could ask David Morse.
David Morris?
The guy, M-O-R-S-C, the guy that was on St. Elsewhere. He was in the CBS hit show.
Hack. That's good. You know, I'm going to give you that because it was in my mind, and he's a good actor. He was also in The Green Mile.
And don't forget my favorite basketball player, Shaq.
S-Hack. Now you've slipped backwards. Now you've slipped.
Wasn't there a football player, Hacksaw?
Hacksaw Reynolds.
Hacksaw Reynolds, yes.
So there's him.
I think we all need to stop.
That's good, Rob. I love it when you bring sports into the show.
Well, it is my life.
They're a football player.
Homo.
He was great.
I follow Raisling.
Now, about that guy who found a fingertip in his chocolate frozen custard in North Carolina.
Yeah.
Since the flesh went immediately into the ice-cold custard, it would have been possible to reattach the fingertip to the restaurant worker who'd lost it. But for that to happen, the man who found the partial digit would have had to have surrendered Exhibit A in his big money lawsuit against the custard stand.
And that's a beautiful lady from Chicago.
Right, yes.
Instead, the man put it in his freezer where, according to doctors, it became unreattachable, especially by 6 hours after the accident. So, for discussion, I pose this question.
Okay.
Who suffered more trauma, the man who found the finger or the man who will never get it back?
The man who found it.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Yep. Would you do the exact same thing?
I don't know.
If you get a finger in your custard, you're not going to be thinking, hey, you're going to be, oh, my God, what the hell is this?
Now, there are two different levels of this. The first is the guy that gets his finger cut off while he's doing it.
Right.
Okay, but he's there working with the equipment. So he's like, oh, Jesus Christ, I lost a finger. He knows there's a chance he's going to lose a finger. If you go and you buy the custard or whatever the stupid product was,
right,
the hot apple pie, whatever it is,
yep,
and you find a finger...
Yeah, but also, you get something gross in your food, everybody's going to react the same way. Your mindset, it's going to be on autopilot. You're not going to immediately say, where's the person that lost it? You're going to say, oh my God, there's something gross in my food.
Also, the finger should have never made it to the guy.
Bingo.
If your finger gets cut off,
of course it
rinse out the equipment.
Absolutely.
And haven't you seen all the stories where they say, this is not the first time that this has happened?
Right.
And then they show the machinery, mm-hmm, which looks something out of like Little House of Horrors. little Shop of Horrors, excuse me.
Does this hurt you? When we return, sports and a case of road rage.
Thank you, folks. You're back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Every day we play it.
Many fancy them as eccentric. Don and Mike.
DonandMikeWebsite.com. Simply the world's greatest website. Now here's Buzzito. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. In sports, welcome to the Miami Heat-Washington Wizards game. Now, ladies and gentlemen, would you please stand for our exploding briefcase? A bomb squad blew up an abandoned briefcase in Miami the other day before that night's game.
Right, that was on Sunday afternoon.
They do this about, the bomb squad does this kind of thing about 15 times a month, and usually they're blowing up something that's really not a threat, and that was the case with this briefcase, which apparently belonged to a radio sports reporter.
And it was also filled with letters to dominatrixes that hadn't been sent.
That's right.
This is Jim Shorts. What's happening in the world of sports?
Where the hell are my notes?
Jim Shorts with sports. Shorts. Jim Shorts.
Yeah. And finally, in Los Angeles.
Thanks for patronizing me.
I was egging you on.
Yeah, I know. You're gentle.
Finally.
Your care. What is it you are?
Giving lover.
Giving.
That's giving right. lover. Don't you forget it.
That's what started it all.
Finally, in Los Angeles.
I'm gentle. You're
yes,
giving.
That's right.
What are you again, Mike?
Midnight lover.
Who are you, Rob?
I'm either an easy lover or a Gentile lover.
No, Gentile lover. Yeah. The lady on the phone.
And I was powerful for a while.
Yes, you're.
And you still are
in my opinion.
Seconds, thank you.
Finally, in Los Angeles, road rage sometimes ends in a shooting. In quaint New Hampshire, they do it the old-fashioned way. Swords.
In
Nashua, New Hampshire.
There you are.
36-year-old Charles O'Neill had just about had it with the guy behind him honking his horn. At the next light, Chuck allegedly whipped out his 3-foot-long sword and stabbed the tire on the honker's car.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
He also allegedly said, I ought to run you through with this. And then he punctured the guy's other 3 tires.
There you go. Have your tires.
I'm Buzz Burbank.
Thank you, Bob.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, thank you, Buzz.
You're welcome. Sorry,
oh, no.
Yeah. That's it. We got to go.
Now?
Right now, Mike.
All right.
You know why? It's time for an outstanding entertainment program.
Fantastic.
the Brian Carruthers and Gang show.
What a gang it is.
Brian and the Gags Gang are right. coming on next.
Yeah.
Tonight featuring, like on Saturday Night Live, what they say, featuring tonight, Brian and company featuring Ron and Fez.
Wonderful chap. They're really good.
We'll see you tomorrow with the all-new episode. Good day to you, sir.
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 And now you, Rob, have a great time tonight at Hooters of Rockville, hosting the Hooters Swimsuit Contest.
I'm only good at one thing.
What's that?
I know how to parent.
That was the message to his wife.
Rub on him, girls.
The woman again. Send me the Easter yesterday.
Hold on.
Be kind. Be nice. And I hope the next performance.
The mics are on.
The pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight.
Oh, dear.
And let me leave you swinging.
Bye, Mike.
This is the Don and Mike Show.